Blog Talk Radio.
War Steel Records.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Walk from reloaded, step into the palace. Better check your matters from fine divine savage. Not average, Dunny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sin to pure ugly. Hug me, polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turning back the water, your order, order mine. Reality, relationship, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. God omnipotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I enter it, miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I put the rose from my garden to my heat there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, nav, you're glisten. Love life loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dudes out spoil.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the gospel, Nat Turner style, untainted. A messenger of light, I'm fitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross right. Step into Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, birth to approve. This is the Diva Squad on the move. Rachel and DC, gotta take it easy. Start to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money, I rhyme, survive all your lives. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Why parable, GQ, not comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Make a major move, GQ, with colossal.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
All right, Dorothy Peters. I am your host, Rich Money, and welcome back to another episode of Love and Entertainment here on GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out, as usual, to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a spectacular show. We had the GQ general question that was asked, what would you do if you found out your ex was dating a family member? And we got some good response back on that. Then we had up-and-coming artist Arius Marquis. If you didn't hear his music, I advise you to look him up. Arius spelled as a sign, Marquis. M-A-R-Q-U-I-S, he's doing big things. We played his smashing single, Untouchable, Guaranteed, and I'll Always Be There. Then we had, as a special guest appearance, Pete Jackson from Touch of Class was in the building last week. So to hear last week's episode, go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's B-E-E-Q-U-E. Palace and check out the archives. Tonight, we have another spectacular show for y'all. We got my man, Swagger Like Crazy, in the building, and he'll be giving out tickets to his next big event going down. He's in the building tonight. Then, after Swagger, we have up-and-coming artist, JMO, doing his thing. And we're going to play some of his smashing singles that's hitting the nation hard and find out what his inspiration and goals is as an up-and-coming artist. Then, after JMO, we have Mike Ice from Under Lock and Key Entertainment. And we're going to talk to him and find out what's his next steps and what else he got going on besides entertainment. He got the TV thing going on and all that. And then for our special guest appearance, we have legend pioneer MC Shan in the building. And we're going to find out what's been going on with him since the bridge. So stay right there and don't move. This is Rich Money. We'll be right back with My Swagger Is Crazy. So stay right there. This is GQ Palace. Love and entertainment. For sure.
Donkeys on a diet, praying on my jewels. I ain't know I start a riot. Ryan with the blicker, messing up makeup. You blowing up a phone, she ain't trying to pick up. Drinking out the bottle, I'm leaning with a model. I throw 100 racks up, we think I hit the lotto. Ryan with the wolves, I ain't talking Minnesota. Shorty coming over, go and bend it over. Let me plank on it, put a drink on it. Heard you a freak, put my name on it. Montana.
Full of boys when a freaker. Brother the boys, baby, doing the most. If I look at his friend, he be gripping his toes. So I took him to the crib to kill him with it. Put my legs behind my head, I hit the ceiling with it. When I put it in his mouth, I couldn't believe it. He looked me in my eyes and said he wanna bleed it. Pasa, pasa, you ain't got no wings in me, pasa. Big set, it's Mufasa. Kill up Green Acres, get up to the plaza. Some of them say them gully, some of them say them Gaza.
Get where you at, you know that. But you know we got, you know we got a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
Now this is what goes down, Swag. I don't know if you want to do it like this, but we have callers on the line that's supposed to for the general question. So while you doing that, if you wanna ask a question and want them to respond to it, you know, give that as well as you know you said. I don't know if you're giving out tickets or how you want to do it. General question.
You know,
however you
want to
do it, you know how it goes.
I just flow. You know what I'm saying? You know, I come. I'm like, I'm like, I come on top of the head.
All right, go ahead with it, you
I come off the top of the head. But you know, my 22nd anniversary comes up. And I want people to come out, you know what I'm saying? It's been a blessing for 22 years to do what I do, so I'm happy to still be in the game and still being productive, you know?
Man, exactly, yo. And I definitely got to honor you. You're definitely doing your thing. Ain't no question about it. Now, I know you got your event coming on as well. Let them know about this big event you got going, the dress code and everything. I know you just spoke about it, but some more callers just calling, so I want you to put some more into that.
Oh, you know, it's my 22nd anniversary party. I named it the Blueprint because 22 years ago I started over the Blueprint. Now I have a foundation, that's why I named it the Blueprint. The dress code is shades of blue. Any color shade of blue you want to wear, ladies' hair is mandatory. Gentlemen, collar shirts, hard bottom, soft bottom. You can wear all white sneakers. You know what I'm saying? You know? Just let it go. No jeans, fellas. No hoodie. No fitted ass. None of that right there. You know, linen. You know, we grown about it. That's how we doing.
All right. And let them know where's it at. Where are you going to tell them?
Oh, we're at the Scoop of Land Corners. 511 Lexington Avenue between 46th and 47th Street. That's Land Corners. 511 Lexington Avenue. Between 46th and 47th Street. Doors open at 10 o'clock. Music is by the party rocker Smooth Steve, the most dangerous DJ Mel Star from the Smirnoff DJ contest. He was on there, Mel Star, in New York City's chosen one, DJ Boogie.
Now, let me ask you, how, you know, you get events from like all over. And when you do your events, I ain't gonna lie, the white affair at the Hudson Cafe was ridiculous. You had them dancing in the street. They were dancing in the street at that joint. So how did you how do you go about doing your things? Are you just, you know, is it just come 1 minute at it like a last minute thing, or do you program it as a couple of months ahead of time? I know some promoters, they could do the thing at the last minute. But it won't be as big as they want it to be, but they could get it done at the last minute. Do you take a couple of months to advance your events?
Well, something like that, like a white affair, something like that, I try to at least give myself at least a month to promote it. You know, first I want to come out with the ideal. I think my ideal, you know, I'll marinate on it. Then I want to find the right venue, the right DJs, you know what I'm saying? Because everything is for everybody, you know what I'm saying? So you got to map everything out accordingly. So that's not what about, you know, how I go about my events. You know, I got to get it right. I can't have like an upscale event at some place where it's not presentable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely feel you on that. Now, you still with the Harlem Rap Pack, you know, y'all still doing your thing.
We looking for some venues, about to do our little Saturday thing. That ain't going nowhere, you know what I'm saying? That's my brother. We rock out all the time. You know, we get up, you know, Boogie working, Pimp doing what he do, I'm working, so, you know, it's just like having a music group, you know what I'm saying? Everybody just doing their little thing. Get together, we can't go out for drinks and we talk and we have our little meetings on the side and stuff like that. But trust me, we coming back, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Now, I ain't even gonna lie to you, my line is flooded. So what I want you to do is you can either give a topic to let them know how they can win the tickets or however you want to do it, or the general question, but I usually just put it in the host hand. You understand what I mean? So it's like, for the rest of the hour, once they start calling, it's on you. You the host. I sit back, relax, grab my drink.
I just like to have fun, you know what I'm saying?
So
I ain't going to give nobody no quiz. Somebody you got to ask 9 out of 10 questions. We ain't in school. We going to have fun. Get these tickets out.
Exactly. So my thing is, you know, do what you want to do. Let them know about the topic, whatever, how they want the tickets, and when they start pressing that one button to go on the air to speak to you, it's all on you. I'm laid back after that.
All right. I'm gonna keep it short and sweet. I'm gonna bring up a topic or a question. you gotta answer the question on topic right, and you win tickets to the 22nd anniversary celebration, the blueprint at Latin Quarter, straight like that.
Say that again, Swagger.
Well, come press that button. Let's get it popping. Whoever's calling, let's go.
Okay, I didn't hear the top. Say it again, Swagger. I didn't hear you. You like broke up.
No, I was saying we gonna do it like this. If I bring up a topic or a question, they answer the question right, or the topic, or they vibe with the topic, you win the tickets. I might ask who was the last DJ for my last event? Or what was the color theme for my last event? What was the color theme for my last two events? You know, I come with that. I just come out with
exactly.
I ain't got nothing written down. I'm laying across my bed, and we're going to get it. That's what we're doing.
All right, so let them know what it is. They can start pressing once they hear the topic. Let them know which topic you want them to answer.
Right. First question is,
from there.
The first question is, where? Okay, I'm gonna make it real simple. I want people to come out. Where was my swagger ball this year? Where was the swagger ball held this year? March 16th, that just passed. My birthday party, the Swagger Ball, the third annual Swagger Ball, where was it held?
Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah, and I'm
giving away the ticket, Swagger. I know where that was at.
I'm going to get three venues. You got to pick one out of three.
The Hudson River Cafe, right?
Right. I said B is the body, club body.
The body.
C, Cayenne Supper Club. Pick one. Let's go.
Okay, people, for you to win tickets to Swag's big event, press one if you know where his last event was held at.
Right. The Swagger Ball was in March, so that was so crazy. I was still talking about that party, so God knew where that was at.
Exactly. And my line is funny, so if y'all know where this event was at, press one. And you win tickets to Swagger's joint at the next door. I think somebody just went for something. But Swagger, let me ask you something. Now, I know you were dealing with the music joint as well, with the kettle.
Yeah.
Are you still into that?
Yeah. We know that they working hard. You know, they do what they do. You know what I'm saying? And they working, so they try to, between working and doing their music. So, you know, you don't put pressure on them. You let them a little bit. I want them to get pressure to feel like they got to put music out that don't sound good to them. And that's one thing. They ain't going to put nothing out but that don't sound good. They're not going to do that. So I let them do what they do. Shout out to the kettle. You know, they do what they do. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's going to come. You know, like I'm working on some showcases for them and stuff like that. So it's going to be something crazy.
All right, people, I got more callers calling in. If you want to win tickets to Swagger's next event, we have my Swagger is Crazy on the line. Press 1 to go on the air. Do you know where the last Swagger's ball, right?
The Swagger Ball.
Do you know where the last Swagger Ball?
The name of the Swagger Ball was Elegance in Harlem. So, think real hard. A, the Hudson River Cafe, B, Club Body, C, Pioneer Supper Club. Those are the three venues that I'm throwing out there to help you win these tickets. Pick one.
Pick one. All you got to do is pick one.
And on top of that, all three venues are at Harlem, so two Rodney.
Wait, I hear you go. Two people just called. When you said the name, they call it back again. So it's like, I think people was trying to find out this question here. I think I know that question. I'm pretty sure I know that one. But into the meantime, Swagger, you have what else you have coming up? All right, you got your blueprint coming up.
I'm going to talk about Pink and White Affair early August. I got my Pink and White Affair early August. Also, you know, I got my shorts and stiletto coming up. And I got my denim and stiletto. But I'm working on something real big with one of my all-time favorite promoters, you know what I'm saying? Me and his brother came in the game together. His name is Denny Moe. He's the president of Wide Open Entertainment. We're supposed to collaborate on something late August, and that's going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? And next year, I'm having two birthday parties. One you got to fly to.
Wow.
And the second one is going to be the Swagger Ball in New York City. So, remember, next year I have two birthday parties. One is going to be the Allen's. I ain't telling you the Allen yet, but it's going to be the Allen's. And the second one is going to be the Portland Swagger Ball in New York City.
Now, Swagger, let me ask you. Are you normally like dealing with other promoters? Are you kind of skeptical about dealing with different promoters?
I got a few promoters that we did a few events together that, you know, we come together. You know, like me, Hennessy, and Play the Game, we don't always come together on Black Friday. We do that every year. You know what I'm saying? We do Black Friday. You know, like I said, I just mentioned my man Denny Moe, we working on something. And, you know, there's a lot of promoters that, you know, I respect, you know what I'm saying, that it's just hard because, you know, I'm always doing something, they always doing something, so it's hard to, you know, get together and come to an event. So, everybody works, so it's hard to, you know, line something up and get something together, but, you know, we talk and we want just clear the clock and clear the schedules and get something going on. Because a lot of people I want to work with, and they would like to work with me as well, so we gonna do it.
Wow.
But I'll be very careful about who I do parties with. That's number one. I'll be very careful who I do events. Very careful.
Yeah, because I know some, you know, hate to say, but some promoters, they either shady or they don't know exactly what they're doing, you know, and then they want half when they ain't even put nothing really in it to get to that point. So
my main thing is the dress code situation. You know what I'm saying? Some promoters ain't knocking up, they have party coming in, where you go at white tee, baseball, whatever. Okay, that's cool, fine, and then it's on, but you do that for like a lounge or bar. You don't do that for like nice, sexy, like someplace like the tie-in or Latin Quarters or, you know, some, you know, Lime Arena or something like that. You don't just don't go in there looking in your way. You got to play people that's going to put some clothes. You know what I'm saying? Oh, also, starting July 13th, and every Saturday of the month, every second Saturday of the month, starting July 13th, and every second Saturday of the month, I'll be at OZ Tavern, Swagger Like Us, LA Love, DJ Smooth Ski, the Twin Towers will be in the building every second Saturday of the month, starting July 13th.
Okay. Now, that's another question I want to ask you. When it comes down to the DJ, how do you go about getting a DJ? Do they come to you, or do you go to them when it's time for the DJ?
Well, it depends on what kind of event I'm doing. Like, you know, certain DJs, like all the DJs I do, I got crazy love for them. E-Kem, L.A. Love, Smooth Ski, Ray Z, Danny D, Mel Star, Kool-Aid, Knuckles. I got love for all them dudes, you know what I'm saying? And all of them put in a lot of work, and all of them, you know, they doing what they do. But, like, again, anybody working, so it's hard to, you know, catch up to the DJ, you know what I'm saying, I really want. And I'm not saying I don't want this DJ, but, like I said, depends on the venue, the event I'm throwing. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't put, like, a young DJ in with a, you know, your crowd, you know, is old, not old, but, you know, upscale and stuff like that. You know, we want everybody dancing, singing music, or everybody got their own flavor and kind of music. Some DJs don't know how to adapt to the crowd. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that comes to kind of what kind of venue I'm throwing. So I got to pick the right DJ, because I can't pick a DJ that's playing Nicki Minaj and everybody want to hear some, you know, some scat band, you know, Frankie Beverly and Maze, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So we have a call on the line. We're going to bring them on real fast.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there? Can you hear me?
Why is that? I don't want to hear the callers. I want to answer.
All right, we're going to go to another caller. Hello, caller, can you hear me? Silver Fox, Angie, I got names. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Angie, are you
somebody
there?
Huh? I heard somebody say something.
Yeah, they pressed the one. They pressed the one, but I don't know.
That medication ain't kicking in on time.
Angie, are you there? No. Okay. Silver Fox, are you there? These are names I got up right now. I'm looking at the board. Okay. Well, until we get in touch with them, I guess my switch operator let me know when they're ready. P, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. P, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God. T, I forgot. T is sick as a dog. T up here. She can't talk. She got laryngitis.
Hello, Mac. How are you?
Hello?
Hey.
That's T.
That's who?
That's not like T.
It is me.
Oh,
I got the bugs, the laryngitis.
What the hell?
Don't laugh. I don't know.
What is this?
It's tea.
Oh, this is tea?
Yeah.
How do you write that on your website? Let me try to talk to somebody on the radio. You need to get that together.
I just want to say hello.
Oh, Lord.
That's all right. Go to Sacramento somewhere. You sound terrible, boo.
Thank you, baby.
You need to smoke signals or something.
All right.
Yes, you need to do something to
this. This is what it is, not me.
Yeah. We're going to send you some cough medicine.
Thank you.
Yeah, Swagger. I don't know. I just spoke to my transport operator, and she said she couldn't hear me, so that's probably what it was with the callers that called it now.
Oh.
So I know one of them was Silver Fox. He had called. But I don't know if he heard me when I was trying to come on the line. Another one was a female named Angie. She had called. I don't know if she heard me when I was on the line. But if y'all back on the line, press 1 to go on the air if you want to win tickets to Swaggy event. Like he said, where was his last Swagger Ball held at to win tickets to his event? That's the question for you to win tickets. Okay, I see my lines is lighting back up, so they're calling back again. So what I'm going to try to do, I'm going to try to go to Angie first again. Angie, are you there?
I am, Big Homie.
Okay,
I'm sorry, Rich, how you doing?
I'm all right. You have... My Swagger is crazy on the line. Go ahead, Swagger. You take it from there. Then we're going to go to the next caller.
I'm going to bring
the next caller on, too. Silver Fox,
okay.
You there.
Yeah. I want to win them tickets,
okay.
Man. Yo, the last time
right.
I had it.
It's in your hands,
you
know, man, Swagger. It's all on you. I'm relaxing.
The last time he had it, it was at my crib, right? We had a cookout. I remember it distinctly. It was a cookout. It was in my spot. You know what I'm saying? There was like about 5-6 people there. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know nothing about swag, man. What's up with that stuff, man? Yo, give me some VIP, son. Let me be up in the spot. So
we
ain't
going to have on this show. I'll tell you, all you got to do is hit me up. We're on Facebook together, inbox me, and I got you, bro.
That was real fast. I don't know what he said. It sounded like Spanish to me, man. I don't know, man. He was like, yo, clock, blah, blah, blah. All I heard was inbox.
Inbox me.
I got you, fam.
We were on Facebook together. Hit me up in the inbox, and I got you, bro.
You know what's up, fam. That's real talk right there. I just wanted to call it, you know what I mean, give a shout-out, man. You're doing some good things, you know what I mean? And I want to show up in some of your venues and all of that, man. I've been checking you out on Facebook, man. It's, like, linked up with that. And I seen that with the Swag Entertainment, man. The flyers look good. Everything look good. People be talking about you, man. So I want to give you some big ups. You know what I'm saying?
I try to work hard, man.
That's what it is, man. You got support 100% from me. You feel me? That's all I'm saying.
Big
you know
Silver Fox in the building.
All right, my brother. Yo, Rich Money, just want to give a shout out to you, man. GQ Palace be doing their thing, you feel me?
Yes, indeed.
You, Lavina, all of them. You, Lavina, T, all of y'all, you know what I mean? Shout out to T Holland, wherever you at. you know what I'm saying?
She was just talking about laryngitis.
I ain't going to say nothing. Bom Didi, I'm in Nico. Y'all know me.
Angie's still here.
All right.
I was going to ask Silver Fox to get his little shout out to him.
No, that's right, Angie. Dad, because you sound cute. I'd rather you talk. Hey, baby.
I am cute, darling.
I know you are. She said, I am. I love that confidence. I'm coming by the crib. I'm hungry. I need some food. So hook me up. Harlem, baby. Harlem. California.
All over.
Yeah. No doubt. I just wanted to give a shout out to you. No doubt. I want to put some levity in it. Just a little fun. That's all. It ain't a Silver Fox show. It's an all swag entertainment. Some boys doing their thing. And I just wanted to give a shout out to y'all, let y'all know that I'll be listening. You heard?
No doubt.
Hey, Rich Money.
Yeah.
Rich. Play my music, man.
I got you, baby.
I love you, dude. Bum nini, dum nini, come. Stick out me tongue in your girl, say your one son. Don't play that me second tonight. That's all. All right, man. Yo, peace out, family. 100.
Right. Silver Fox, y'all.
Angie, you still up, baby?
I'm sorry, I'm here.
Okay. You got a question?
Can you repeat it to me again? I know I heard a few options.
Okay. The question is, you listening?
I'm listening.
The question is, where was my birthday party this year, which is called the third annual Swagger Ball Elegance in Harlem? The first venue is A. Listen now, the first venue I named was Hudson Cafe, B, Club Body, C, Tie-In Supper Club. Which out of the three was the Swagger Ball in this year?
You said the Hudson, right? I'm going to go with the Hudson.
Wrong answer, Angie.
I tried.
You know what? But since you know, you tried and you put an effort in it and Rich disconnected you, I'm going to give you two tickets anyway.
Oh, you such a dog. See, that's why I like showing support. I would support you anyway, but I listen. Big up, you know.
Big up, you say.
Huh?
I ain't disconnected. That phone dropped.
The phone. Nah, the phone was just cut off. It was acting up.
So give Rich information, and I'll get you two tickets to you.
Okay.
That's yeah, he do his thing.
And that's good because my birthday is on the 25th, so that'll be, you know what I'm saying, I could, you know, hang out a little bit.
Oh, that's the place, that's going to be the place to be. I ain't even lying to you.
Okay.
We're going to be up there. We're definitely going to be up there.
That's what it is. That's what it is. So I definitely hit Rich with the info, and I thank you for the tickets. And again, I'm all for supporting our people, you know what I'm saying, doing big things.
Thank you, sweetie. Have a blessed day.
And you as well.
Thank you.
What's good, Rich?
What's going on? Nothing much, nothing much. You know, same old, same old.
Okay, by the way.
Now, Swagger, let me ask you.
What's up?
Now, you got all these, and your events be filled to capacity. Have you came across the jealousy yet of a promoter where they try to downfall, you know, no names mentioned, but downfall your events to where it's like, don't go to Swagger joint, you know, and nothing happening. Have you came across that?
Yeah, I came across that. I came across that shit for all 22 years. But you know what? I tell people like this, man. Listen, I can't force somebody to come out to my events. All I can do is put it out there and make sure it's something that somebody want to, you know, somebody want to attend and make sure it's a safe environment. And that's that. You know, I have a hell of a support team that always come out, support me, show me love. And like I said, I've been blessed for 22 years to be in this business and doing what I do. So that's going to come anyway. You know, people going to talk, gossip, whatever. I hear that every other day. But, you know, like my mama say, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never harm me. So, hey, to each his own. Knock yourself out. Like my mama always told me, too. If they talking about you doing something right, when they stop talking, that's when you're So, hey, more power to you.
I feel you. We have another call on the line. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. I had to call a good 8 or 10 times, but I got through. Good evening.
Why you have to tell us you called 10 times? Yeah, that's you. I'm gonna let you take control of that.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Rachel. How are you?
How you doing, Rachel?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. You ready to try to win these tickets?
I would like to give it an attempt.
Huh?
Yes, I want to try to win the tickets. I'm ready.
You ready?
Sure you ready? I'm ready. I'm positive.
What's my real name?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I'm
about
to set you up.
Oh,
that's
a good one.
I like that one.
I just play.
Give us something easy.
Right. All right, I'm going to give you something real easy. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. My rents, are they upscale or come as you are?
Are they upscale or what?
Or come as you are.
Commercial hall, you said?
No, come as you are.
Oh,
come
no, that, that's a, oh, no, 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 no. Upscale, definitely. That I know
okay.
100%. Yes, definitely got
all right.
The swag.
All right. Okay, Rich, you get Rich information. You got your 2 tickets, sweetie.
Thank you.
Right. Yo, D2 Palette is funny as shit. You need to wait for a reality show, I swear. I swear.
Especially dealing with the divas. Especially when you're dealing with the divas, you got to be on
yes,
your A game.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Angie.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Baby. Better be on your A game.
Yep, A game. Okay, so we're going to see you for my 22nd anniversary party. It's a Shades of Blue affair. It's at the Black Quarters, 511 Lexington Avenue, between 46 and 47th Street. Get Rich information, and you got 2 tickets with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Call in.
I'm glad I called
oh,
in. Have a nice
Lord.
Evening.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Good gosh.
I'm here.
What's your Facebook page and stuff? Where can we see you at on Facebook?
On Facebook, my Facebook page is My Swag Is Crazy, No Shine, No Grind, FOH.
SOH or FOH?
FOH.
Okay.
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 You'll see him. He's on
the Beach
Palace page also. So check him out.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go.
Send me a friend request and I'll take care of that. So you can. I'll keep you updated on my upcoming events.
Okay.
Okay, sweetie.
All right.
Now, Swagger. Swagger, let me ask you, do you think it'll ever become a time where you'll get tired of doing promotion? And if you get tired of it, we're like, what's the next thing you feel you're going to do?
Oh, no. I don't find myself getting tired because my mind stays, you know, my mind stays very creative. You know, I'm having fun. As long as I keep having fun, you know, I'm going to keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? And it's all about having fun. And all the people want to come out and support me, I'm going to have some fun with them, you know? It's about having some nice, safe, quality events. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, a lot of these events, man, I'll be like, yo, this dude might just walk on the road off his pillow and made a party. But this shit don't make no sense.
Wow.
But, you know, I'm having fun, you know what I'm saying? I'm having fun. I'm not really at my peak right now. It's like really like it comes naturally to me, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a people's person, I know a lot of people, and I know a lot of people like to put on clothes and come out and have a good time. So I'm having fun. I don't know. I really don't know.
Now, do me a favor, because my lines are still flooded. I know last time you came on, I always ask you this. Let them know how you came up with the name, My Swagger Is Crazy.
I came up with the name, My Swagger. I had another Facebook page. And my first annual Pink and White affair, a week before the event, somebody reported me to Facebook to shut down my page. And I came up with My Swagger Is Crazy, No Shine, No Grind, FOH. So that's how I came up with that name.
That's right.
At a moment, I was mad, I was pissed off, and I just came up with that name, and that just stuck with me.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
You always got people out there blocking all kind of CDs are going on. You know, I hate to see other people shine, and it's crazy.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy, because, you know, I'm at that point, I'm not with all that right there.
Yeah,
you know,
I know that's right.
Do what you do.
That's exactly.
You know, I stay in my lane.
Exactly.
You stay in your lane.
Do what you
and
do over there.
We decide to do something together, then we both be in each other's lane. But I'm not with all that hating on somebody and calling Facebook and getting people's pages shut down and all this stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
I ain't got that much. I ain't got that much time on my hand. I got too much other shit I got to do.
I know that's right. That's corny. It's a waste of time anyway. Wasted energy.
That's how that name came about. Somebody called Facebook and shut my page down. And it was crazy because I was outside. And the person, because somebody called me, was like, yo, I'm trying to get in touch with you. I need tickets for the Pink and White Affair. I'm saying, so why do you need the number in my, you know, the information in my inbox? They're like, yo, you ain't got no page.
Wow.
I'm like, what? I ain't got a page? That's how I know. I was like, oh, shit, your page has been terminated. I said, what the fuck? This is some son of a bitch.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's real extra.
So, yeah, I was mad. Probably not came up with that name and just still with me since then.
Well, whoever called and had your page, see, it didn't stop you, so they got to feel like the wet heel right now.
Yeah.
feel like cheap paper.
That's crazy, but, that's just too much time on somebody's hand, you know. So. And I tell them, and tell you the truth, I tell them, I want to say thank you to them.
Exactly.
Hey, thank you. You
know, that also boils down to the jealousy.
A lot of these young supporters out, so you know, they have no respect for themselves. They don't have no respect for the business. They don't have no respect for the other promoters. So you know, that's on them. You know, they'll learn and. You know, like I tell them, don't pray on my downfall, but I'm gonna pray for your come up.
Mm-hmm. That's how you gotta be, because there's just a lot of people out here that don't understand what it is to be a promoter. You know, to me, a promoter it takes more than just getting people to sell your tickets and finding them, because there's some knuckleheads out here that will just want to be your friend just to get in a party, and who knows, probably just try to start something just because, you know, you're doing your thing.
Right. That's why I keep my events where that it backs up the riffraff when I have a color scheme or dress code. I'm real tight on my dress code and color schemes and themes for parties because they don't want to put on no clothes. You know what I'm saying? So that backs up a lot of riffraff. And then my age group, I'm real picky about who I deal with and other things for other promoters and stuff like that. So, you know, like your man LeBron say, I ain't got no worries.
Now, let me ask you one more question, Slay. I don't want to take up too much of your time. But in your field of division, which more do you feel get more popularity when it comes to doing the promotions, the females or the males?
Oh, no, that's critical. Me and my man just talking about that the other day. Women tend to support more than men. Women like to party more than men. Women go out and really enjoy themselves. It's changed so much as far as with women, because a woman could get four or five of friends going out and party by their damn self.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Whereas that a dude want to hang around with 8-9 niggas, come to the party, talk shit, and don't want to buy a drink or whatever. Or they do buy a drink, and they think because they bought a bottle, they can stand on the furniture and act crazy. Nah, we're not doing that. But women nowadays, they really independent. They got their own money. They got their own credit. They got their own cars. So they go out by themselves. And they could, you know, you go out, you look around, you see a lot of women, they popping bottles. While the dudes is holding cups. When back in the days, the dudes was popping bottles and the women's holding cups. The women are balling, and the men are just standing around now.
Wow. Go ahead. Swag, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, all right. Well, what I want you to do, I want you to give everybody information and everything. Let them know where the balls are at. Let them know what you got coming up. Let them know about things on Facebook, because my lines is flooded.
Okay. You can find me on Facebook. My swag is crazy, no shine, no grind, F-O-H. You can find me on Instagram, President Swagger. You know what I'm saying? You can hit me up on my email, wilsonlatee@alo.com. You know, I'm just around. I'm there. You know, when you look and you come to parties, I'm there somewhere. I ain't hard to find. You know what I'm saying? My next event is my 22nd year anniversary celebration at Latin Quarters. It's the Shades of Blue affair. Ladies, heels are mandatory. Ladies can wear jeans. Fellas, you cannot wear jeans. You cannot wear white tees, fitted hats, sweatsuits, any kind of. You got to wear hard bottoms or soft bottoms. You can wear all white uptown. And that's it. $20 for a grand ticket. More at the.
The address
is 511 Lexington Avenue, between 46 and 47. For that 10 o'clock, music is played by the party rocker DJ, the most dangerous DJ Mel Star, and the chosen one DJ Bookie. We want to the next level with this one. I got 22 years in the game, and we shaking out for this one.
No doubt. We definitely going to be up there. The Swagger, you know, it's always an honor to have you on. Like I said, you're welcome back anytime, and it's never a problem.
And it's always an honor to be on here, bro. Always an honor. You know, I always got to show your love. I know I'm going to see y'all at the party next Friday. You know how we do, Rich. You know it's like camera action.
And if you're not doing nothing July 14th, you know, GQ College got another event coming up with Coco Chanel, Video City, Hot 97, Desert Storm, and all that. Let me know if you want to come, and I'll put the name on the guest list and all that. You know,
all right, bro.
Video
thank you.
Well. No
all
doubt.
Love. I like
no
love.
No doubt, Swag. All right. My swagger right, is crazy, Dons and Divas. Also, congratulations to Angie and Rachel for winning those tickets to the Swagger Ball. He's doing his thing, hard body, like the mayor said, karate. Doing his thing, hard body karate. Coming up next, we have up-and-coming artist J.M.O., and we're going to play his smashing single that's hitting the nation hard and find out what his inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
Cause I need a woman with no give a fuck about me. Lord, I am the one.
make your life and just be minimized. I ain't your man, I'm your man on the side. You just call me when you plan to slide. And if you ever feel like you wanna creep, all you got to do is just give me a beat. Only way I won't call you back, let some sleep. Get my money or land it with a piece. We hit the block, shop a lot. She see a man, but she don't wanna drop the top. And you know that don't really mean a thing to me. Can't no girl ever run game with me. You know me, got a lot of things to be. Watching Ohio kicking and see. And I be with older dudes and know the rules. So if a man pick up, I know what code to use. I know what we can do. We can just get a boot and stay in. Cause people on the block is hating. They know your man and know we dating. So we got to do this just to stay friends. Amen. I lay back, I zone. You say that it's on. Then the girl tried to snap the phone. So I knew I was happy at home. Come on.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to the palace. I was informed that we had a little situation with the links for people, you know, that's been fixed. So now you can go to the link and it should go directly to the show. Also, I want to give a special thanks to my man. My swagger is crazy. Don't forget, his joint is going down, Shades of Blue Affair at 511 Lexington between 46th and 47th, the Latin Quarters. Also, coming up now, we have my up-and-coming artist, JMO, and we're going to find out what's his thing that's going on in the music industry, and we're going to play some of his smashing singles that's out right now. So, JMO, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. What's good? How you doing?
What's going on, fam? You know, I want to thank you for joining us this evening.
Hey, thank you for having me.
The material was fire.
Oh, really? Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Definitely doing your thing. Now, how did you come up with the name JMO? Hello? Jay, are you there? JMO, are you there? Okay, I don't know. Maybe we lost some type of connection with JMO, but I'm going to keep him on the line. Jay, if you could hear me, call back in, you know, so we could get going with this interview. I see you still there, but yes, his call just dropped. So I'm going to fill y'all in on little things that's going on until JMO call back in. GQ Palace has an event going on July 14th at Club of Law at 3302 Queens Boulevard. Coco Chanel gonna be in the building. Video Titty will be in the building. Hot 97 will be in the building. Super Lover C will also be in the building. We got a lot of people that's gonna be in the building July 14th at Club of Law, so make sure you tune in for that. JMO, you back with us?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Am I on?
Okay, there we go. Yeah, yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you.
Okay.
All right, JMO. Now, let us know. How did you come up with your name?
Okay. My name is JMO. Stands for Justice My Obligation. It's a mixture of basically everything that I'm bringing to the rap game in combination with my military experience, my prior military experience. I was in the Marine Corps for 8 years, Marine for life. You already know.
Wow. So you was in the military. So what actually made you get into MCing?
Oh, what got me going to the MC game? I've been involved with rap pretty much all my life. It's been a part of my life since as far as I can remember. But it's just basically, you know, it's my niche, you know. Anybody who finds a niche of the talent in their life and, you know, it's something that's more extraordinary than the average thing, then, you know, everybody should pursue whatever they can do, you know.
I definitely feel you on that. Now, I know you're affiliated with Mike Ice from Under Lock and Key. He's doing big things as well. We actually have him coming on after you. How did y'all actually meet up to combine and, you know, get your music on?
Oh, yes, sir, man. Shout out to Mike Ice on the Lock and Key Entertainment, man. We doing big things. I met Mike Ice through Nicole Flores, plus size model, which is on the team. She's the TV show host for Under Lock and Key TV, and she basically went to one of my shows earlier this year when I opened for Olivia in the Bronx, and she checked out one of my shows, and we've been in contact for about a year or so, and she told me about Mike, and she's been working for him for a while. And we basically linked up late March, and since then it's been history, man. We've been doing a lot of things, a lot of shows, a lot of interviews, a lot of things, a lot of functions. We do things with modeling, videos. Mike is a great manager. We trying to take over, man. One day at a time, one city at a time, you know.
Now, I want to get into one of your singles, but I want to ask you a couple more questions. But now, as far as you being an artist, you said you was in the military for 8 years, and when you got out of the military, when you got out, was rap something that you mainly was focusing on, or something that just hit you at that present time? I know you said you was doing it for a while, but after being in the military and coming back out and starting it all over again, was that something that was on your mind, or just you just felt like, all right, this is something I got to continue from the fact of me going into the military?
Oh, well, long story short, being in the military showed me a lot of things that made me very appreciative of the life that we live and the life that we have as a people. And I've been put through enough experience to realize that life is too short to, you know, do the 9-to-5 thing. If you have it, if you got an outlet and you just want to pursue your dreams or anything that'll make the world a better place, you know, that's what I got. I was very enthusiastic to get that accomplished, just because, you know, the world is a nasty place and a lot of ugly things happen. So, you know, I just want to be part of doing beautiful things.
I feel you on that. Now, I want to get into your single Forever Young. Tell us about that.
Oh, okay. The Forever Young is basically about all of us, like as people, and the daily struggles that we face. And you know, I get into some of my own personal struggles in a general route, and just tell everybody that, you know, it's all right. Like my group is called UPS, stands for Under Progress We Struggle. It's a couple of Marine veterans that got the same skills. Shout out to Young Merc in Alabama. Shout out to Lil Bug in East Texas. We got people all over the map trying to do big things. Like, we just want people to know that, you know, UPS is outlined by a diamond crest, and we say diamonds are forever, so, you know, we're forever young. You know, as long as this music is around, we can always change the world and the way things happen.
Ooh, I feel you. So we're going to get into that right now.
Appreciate it.
All right, y'all, this is Divas. Here go his first banger, Forever Young, by JMO. Remember where you heard it, GQ Palace, Love Entertainment. is butter.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Oh. Yeah, you heard him call me Mo. Same story for years, I wonder will he blow, will they stop his flow, I'm forever, hell no, we blowing money fast, that's why the weed burns slow, got the patience for the present, working on the future, thoughts about the past, they circle my medulla, dreams are coming true, but too many sacrifices, yeah, they thought they left me lifeless, but my net worth's priceless, I'm high speed, you low drag, you secondhand, I'm popping tags, I'm on my own, you wish you had, you on my dick, boy, get off that, don't care about your favorite, that ether makes them stay. Clear path that we just get the break of shit on everything, we making it, on top, stay above, not beside the lanes, they only hating, I'm Goliath, big with David Aim, that fast life got me gassing, switching lane to lane, and all these cowards better duck, cause I'ma serve them shame, I told y'all niggas till the glory is won, we gonna shine like the sun, but for now, it's gotta be done.
Tell them niggas one, diamonds are forever, so we forever young.
Yeah, another day, another hater. Light a spliff, another line for a classic I cater. Lifting, getting my weight up. Stacking, getting my cake up. Fakers putting the gate up. Just knowing they skills is made up. Straight up, we breaking through. Even though they tried to hold us down. No more watching the throne. I'm aiming at the crown now. The ladies ask me why I don't do any love songs. And they won't understand till everything they love gone. The tears and blood all seen while I write this. All the pain and struggle is exactly why I'm like this. These other rappers convert, they spittin' mad deception. Only one of your bars work, you get no reception. All we do is win, nothing left to do for losses. No need for leaders, cause the whole team bosses. Don't play with justice unless you ready for the constitute. And they don't want the beef, I'll smoke them like a barbecue. We struggling, y'all niggas know where I'm from. I drop the beat like a ton, fuck them all, let it ride, we gonna. Yeah!
We got a part in us, Jay. We have a technical difficulties today. I don't know if it's because of my lines. It's flooded. Are you on? I don't know what's going on right now.
Yes,
I don't know what's going on right now. Well, we had some technical difficulties, but my lines is flooded. I don't know if it's because you won tonight or what's going on. But I was feeling that right there. You know, I do apologize, though, because this don't normally happen. But I do apologize. But I'm feeling
it's
that a young drink. Now, who actually produced that track?
Grapes Keeper Productions. Shout out to Grapes Keeper Productions for that one.
Now, would you consider yourself more as an MC or a rapper?
I definitely consider myself more of an MC. I'm out of the South Bronx. We take that kind of stuff very seriously.
Now,
yeah.
Like you said, you consider yourself more of an MC. What makes you put yourself in that standard of an MC instead of a rapper? Explain that to the people.
What makes me consider myself an MC as opposed to a rapper is basically having more concepts than the commercial genre requires, which is basically the whole, you know, putting words together. Anybody can put words together. Anybody that could really grab your attention and pull you into a different world, make you feel like you're one and the same, things like that, those are only accomplished by MCs. Wordplay, fabulous wordplay. Like, none of that, you know, ABC stuff, you know? Good hip-hop. Hip-hop, not rap.
Yeah, I definitely feel you. Now, where do you see your success, let's say, 2 or 3 years from now?
Oh, I see myself at the very top two or three years from now. Basically doing everything that I can with the rap and, you know, bringing justice to the world on a humanitarian level, doing a lot of great things, you know, going out to Africa, you know, spreading a lot of good positive vibes and basically becoming a public figure when it comes to, you know, humanitarian efforts and actually taking care of business and, you know, not, you know, giving back to the world instead of, you know, blowing myself up, exactly, you know.
Okay. Now, if you actually had a chance, which one would you prefer, a major deal or independent?
I would rather push for an independent deal, honestly, just because, you know, I want as many creative rights as possible. And from what I understand, a lot of people want to market you the way that they want and dress you up in their clothes and tell you what to say, basically. And I think that that's, you know, that's defeating the whole purpose of the originality of the game and everything that you're blessed to bring to it. So as long as I can get my creative rights, you know, that's really all I care about. It's really not all about the money, because we're going to be worldwide regardless, right? We on right now, ain't we?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. I definitely feel you on that one. I definitely feel you on that one. Now, you had the chance to open for any artist that's out right now, who would it be and why would you want to open for?
There's any artist that I would love to open for right now, if he was basically that active, would probably be Styles P of the Lox. He's one of my favorite MCs in the game, like for years now, just because he's just kept it so real. Shout out to the whole Lox team, just because, you know, they don't care about how far they go as long as they keep it real. And I'm always about that, you know. They've been connecting to me ever since I was a young until this very day, and they speak to people that are in a lower level of life and, you know, never keep it too played out at all, you know, and they always stay within their own zone, and they're very successful people. So on that note, I would love to, you know, open for Styles P these days.
Now, have you did any mixtapes before you started coming out now?
Yes, sir. I was my first feature on an actual mainstream mixtape. I was on Empire Mixtapes Volume 4, hosted by Jay Mills of Young Money, and I was featured on that mixtape with a group that I was actually in school for digital media arts, learning how to be a certified engineer, because, you know, you wanna live the dream, you gotta have a team, and if you don't, you gotta learn the skills on your own. So I was in school, and I came up with a project with my classmates so that we could pass the course or whatever. And basically, someone submitted that song to the mixtape, and we got selected, and, you know, we had a good couple of opportunities out of that. So that was back in 2010,
2011. Okay, so what's the difference between your music from back then and your music out now?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
What's the difference between your music from back then compared to your music that's out now?
The my music or the music period?
No, your music from back then. What's the difference between your music from back then compared to your music you be putting out now?
Okay, basically when it comes to subject, it's pretty much almost the same. I'm just reinventing myself in different ways to say things, you know. It's all about wordplay and how you connect to people on different levels. So I think I've only gotten 10 times better than I was the day before, like literally, just because it's just constant effort to just try to draw people in and, you know, work on your music and try to figure out how you could do things any better. And I think I've been only progressing more and more as an MC.
Now, do you have any problem with doing collaborations with any artists, or do you feel like a certain artist got to be on a certain level to do a collaboration with you?
I don't feel like I'm on a certain level for an artist to reach out for me yet, because I've just been showing face at a couple of places, and people have been getting to know me as a, you know, as a inner city rapper that's coming up, you know, doing a lot of things on his grind. And I think, if anything, I need to be searching for the collabos myself. But I've had some blessed experience to bump into some people that were willing to just give me collabos for free just off of what they heard. Like Hell Rel, Dipset, he basically, you know, reached out to me and told me I could do anything with him at any time just off of what I'm doing. I got a There's a show at the end of the month on the 26th. I'm opening for Fred the Godson. We're going to see what's good with that because I would love to collab with him, you know. That's got to come by request. Feel me?
Mm-hmm. I definitely feel you on that. Now, do you feel like the music that's out now and your category, like you said, you've been a mentor, so I'm putting you on an age limit probably higher than what you're supposed to be because it sounds like you have a lot of experience going on in the music industry. You understand? You did a lot of things, like you said, you just opened for Olivia and everything. Do you feel the music that's out now is more compatible to the audience that was out back then when they was doing music?
No. The music evolves constantly, and right now we're in the stage of a lot of commercialism, and I can say for one that, you know, I have a mix of that, but I'm definitely not full fledged the way the music is right now. I try to keep it as 90s as possible when hip hop was really just booming, you know, just natural lyrics about natural things, and you know, people vibed off of that crazy. Right now it's all about cars, women and popping bottles and all of that. You know, a lot of us ain't living that life, so you know, I don't want people to forget where they came from.
I definitely feel you on that. Now, do you have any videos out for any of your songs that you got out right now?
Right now, I just got the YouTube channel, UPS Movement. It's on YouTube. Subscribe to UPS Movement. Got about, I have the videos up for my first mixtape, but they're just, you know, they're audio with a mixtape cover on them. I just finished editing a video that I shot out in California with the DSR Click. Shout out to the DSR Click out there. They doing big things out there, Oceanside, California. I just finished getting my editing skills on, you know, and I just finished putting together a video for The Best Kept Secret, which will be uploaded to the UPS Movement channel very soon. It's our first motion picture, and we've gotten a lot of buzz off of the fact that people hear the music and they're like, who are these guys? Who are these guys? And, you know, like, they just want to get a look-see, you know what I'm saying? And it's been a long time coming, and I just finished, you know, cutting the video out. I just got to put a couple of tags on it, and it's going to be up very soon. Best Kept Secret coming soon, man.
Okay. I want to get into another one of your singles, Ain't My Style. Tell us about that.
Ain't My Style is basically about me connecting with everyone, any audience figure, you know, just talking about daily struggles and, you know, basically connecting with people that, you know, even though, you know, the music is an awesome thing, you know, we all go through the same thing at the end of the day. You know, everybody has a fuck the world moment and they feel like the whole world is against them. You know, you got no friends, you know, you got no girl or you got no boyfriend or whatever, you know. It's just about the struggle, you know what I'm saying? On the progress we struggle, therefore justice is my obligation. You already know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want you to introduce your next thing.
All right. It's JMO, man. This is the next song called Ain't My Style off of the PM mixtape coming to you live off of GQ Palace. Rich Money, let's go.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yeah, pictures on the wall still remind me who I am. Been through a lot of dirt, still see it in my hands. Still alive, though a man on the mission. So life's different, know I ain't the best yet. But I'll be there with consistency, keeping up persistence. Hard to keep balance, but when I'm coming up from nothing, using all of my talent. We the best, no caliber, but we still taking over. Best in the set, yeah, your boy been a soldier. Don't got a wife, keep the trust on last. Cause these bitches want a nigga, plus your boy get cash. And these other dudes trash. What you want a man to do? Every argument you like, this is why I'm mad at you. Baby girl, I know I made you see that love.
know we missed our time for this holy matrimony, but I ain't giving up no child support or alimony. You trying to clone me?
I can't fall down on my knees and apologize to you. That ain't my style. I can't fall down on my knees and apologize to you.
This goes out to all you fuck boys, I put this aside. I got the pedal to the metal, cause you have no drive. Instead of holding shit back, I'll be letting it ride. I know you could have cared less if I was even alive. Ever since these backstabbers found out I'm doing big things, they wanna fly too. But I got my left and right wing. I tried to put you under, you was only pulling feathers. I had to do my own thing, we wasn't good together. Cause you a chick with a dick that's backwards. You be into something real, we never cast actors. Had enough of bitch niggas plotting and disrespecting too. That's why when it all falls down, no one's protecting you. You should have been wise, but you chose to play games. Now I'm getting all these dollars while you acting for change. The table's turning broken, now they still wanna acknowledge me. Go fuck yourself twice, you get no apology.
I can't fall down on my knees and apologize to you. Cause that ain't my style. I can't fall down on my knees and apologize to you. Cause that ain't my style.
This goes out to the world, it's the reason I say fuck you. Niggas saying life's a bitch, we wanna fuck too. Why do people hate on? Why doesn't she love me? My mama once said, God's the only one to judge me. Just my son above me.
Now,
JMO, I'm kinda lost here, cause this trap kinda cut short.
Oh, what? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh no! Sorry for that, Buzz. That's a technical difficulty right there. That's crazy.
Kind of cut short on me just now.
Well, it's a tease. It's a tease, man. Everybody could go get that on the online, man. UPS Movement. Subscribe to that. All the updates is there.
Yeah,
just as my obligation on Facebook. Yeah, appreciate it, man. Thank you.
I'm definitely feeling it. You got something like a lock style. Did anybody ever tell you that?
Oh, never.
Because if you like, not me himself, but it's like laid back, like, you know, when you flow, you don't hear the heavy breathing, or, you know what I mean? Like how some artists, when they tour, you hear to go, you understand what I mean? Because whatever the place is. You know, you like laid back. And that's the good thing about it. Now, let's say, okay, you got, because I'm, right now, we just freelancing because I have nothing on you. I'm going to keep it real with you, and I'm going to keep it with you over here. I have nothing on you, you know. So we just freelancing. I'm just freelancing with you right now. You know what I mean? But let me know something about JMO that I don't know about.
JMO, man, if anything that I could ever describe is just one original character, man. My stage presence is crazy. Everywhere that I go, I bring a lot of energy because, you know, I have that you only live once attitude, but not the YOLO attitude, you know what I'm saying? It's just something that's just, you know, I'm always telling people everywhere I go, and I always spread good things, good vibes. I touch as many people as possible, trying to do the best things as possible that I can. If there's anything that I could say is that I am definitely one of the most talented artists out here, out of New York, just because I get a lot of recognition. I'm a very humble person. I keep it moving. I'm in the position that I'm in to be blessed right now with Under Lock and Key Entertainment and Mike Ice, just because of the grind that I've been laying out for myself. When he met me and all those people were singing my songs and all that, I made that grind by myself. I was booking all of my own shows. I get in contact with promoters by myself. I hit the stage by myself, with a team, without a team, however it goes. Like, my dudes is always out of state. You know, they link up sometimes with me. We do shows out here. I'll do shows in the South, or I'll do shows in the West Coast or whatever. And, you know, we do as much as we can while we can, while we take care of our families and stuff, man. You know, the name is just as my obligation, man. It speaks for itself. That's all I live by. It's just the truth. I am the motherfucking truth. That's all it is.
All right, now let me ask you, what is your inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist?
my inspirations and goals as an upcoming artist is just to try to take the world by storm, just to try to take everything one day at a time, but basically in massive leaps. You know, as long as we got breath in our lungs, there's always something that we could do, something we could accomplish. And my goals are just to be in the top in every which way possible, and give shine to the people who don't got a voice in the world, and just try to put a lot of issues on blast so that we can start fixing things.
Well, this is what I want to do. I want you to stay right there, because what we're going to do, we're going to take a little 5-minute intermission, and I'm going to come back and finish talking to you about, you know, what's going on with JMO, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, Darla Diva, stay right there. We'll be right back with JMO after this on GQ Palace Love and Entertainment.
Cheer.
Knock out Ray J, Bobby Braggs. Yeah, she might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a shoulder, and I don't even put in words. She know that I kill him, I know that I hit it the best. Can't just live with the wine, money still on my mind, and I gave her that really bomb sex. No matter where she goes or who she knows, she still belongs in my bed. Going hard in the streets, mobbing with my homies, sipping on good, blowing on OG. New clothes, sitting clean with the matching rollie. I did that first so everybody know she me. She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a shoulder, and I don't even put in words. Apple juice, the only mix it with the Hennessy. Give her no dough to come, but I gave it to the leave. I bet I hit it first unless you took her virginity. First time, first service, I was playing no, but I don't wanna be a player no more. That's a lie, I'm way too fly. Holla at anything with ass to walk by. Yeah, you love her, yeah, you hug her and you kiss her. She don't me up, she gave me face, but some whiskers. She is into marriage, I be knocking sisters. And I still hear why you lonely ain't missing. When I walk in the function, you already know I'm leaving with something. Girls know when I'm coming, I get your girl real proper loving. I be my own rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a shoulder, and I don't even put in words. I hit it, 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 I hit it first. Come back to me, girl, I know just why you choose me. And if you would've come back to me, girl, I'll get you a jacuzzi. And if you would've come back to me, girl, we'll make another movie. She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a shoulder, and I don't even put in words. You know I hit it, 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 I hit it first.
All right, Jonathan Beavis, welcome back to the palace. And once again, I have to apologize because I was just informed by my physical operator we had some technical difficulties going on with the phone calls. Because I know in the last call, when FEMA said she had to call like 8 or 9 times before she got on. Just to inform y'all, that has nothing to do with GQ Palace. That's Blog Talk, and she's working on it to try to figure out exactly what's going on. But JMO, you back with us? Jay, are you there?
I think we lost Jay. I don't know what's going on with the phone lines tonight. I don't know whether somebody threw a mojo on my show for tonight. I don't know what's going on, but I ain't going to let it bring me down. Jay, if you could hear me, I don't know. It's like your phone line got lost again. I see you on the air, but I'm not hearing nothing coming through the airwaves. So I need you to call back because I don't know whether it's your phone, but it seems like everything is working. I don't know, but it seems like everything is working on this side, but I'm just not hearing you right now. So I just need you to call back or either let me know or something, all right? Until then, what I'm going to do is I'm going to fill y'all in with some more information. After J&O, we have MC Shan coming up. We have hip-hop pioneer Mike Ice coming up from Under Lock and Key. And after Mike Ice, we have the one and only legendary pioneer MC Shan in the building. Now, for those who don't know, I am your host, Rich Money. I'm the CEO of GQ Palace Radio, executive producer of Nonstop Media Entertainment. Now, Jay, are you there with us?
Yes, sir. I'm back. I'm here.
Okay. I don't know what's going on, Jay. The phone lines are never like this. I don't know what's going on. I don't know whether it's your phone line or if it's our phone line, but I was informed that our phone lines are acting up as well. You know, so I definitely have to apologize for you on this. You know, as long as I got you on the air, well, the listeners could hear exactly what's going on with you and they hear your music. That's my main focus. You feel me?
Appreciate it, my G. Of course.
Now, what I want to ask you, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you step into that booth?
Oh, the first thing that comes to my mind once I step in the booth is just get it done. And get it done the best way as possible. Every time I get in the booth, my mind state is, you know, my mind state is already set on what I'm about to say. That means I'm already beyond comfortable with what's about to come out of my mouth. And, you know, I look forward to, every time I'm in the booth, I look forward to putting it down in a way that I was like, you know, if this song is the one, I gotta say it like I'm ready to hear it for the rest of my life. So everything I ever put on wax is something that I'm willing to live with for the rest of my life. So that's basically how I go. I just want to make music that I'm comfortable with making and projecting to other people. I always check my content, my wordplay, all of that, and I just think about how it's basically just going to be a smash. I just can't wait to get it over with, you know, just to hear the project.
Now, let me ask you, have there ever came a time where you got that stage fright feeling, when you had to throw in the sunglasses with the black shades, and, you know, you got, like you said, you opened up for Olivia. I'm pretty sure it was jam-packed. Have there ever came to that point where, you know, it's like, all right, I got to get myself together, let me throw in the black shades, or, you know what I mean?
Well, honestly, just like the part that cut off in that song, which was the third verse, it says that I'm using my past as my advantage, which basically means that, thank God, you know, to this point I haven't gotten no stage fright. I don't prefer to use sunglasses because I don't get the connection between darkness and sunglasses. So I basically keep you know, eyes focused on the crowd all the time, always trying to make sure that I'm always giving that eye contact so I can get that good feedback. Other than that, I don't get no stage fright really, because in the Marine Corps, I was a marksmanship instructor, and I used to train every single platoon that flew out of the West Coast to Iraq. And when I taught those classes, it was basically 90 to 120 Marines in the class. So we had to keep it live, keep it, you know, interesting, you know. So I'm pretty good with the public speaking.
Now, I ask you, what makes your music different? What makes JMO different from everybody else?
You could start as far as appearance. I'm one of the only unsigned rappers that got like 23 and counting tattoos. Like, I'm definitely not, I definitely don't have the look of a dude that works at the corner store, at the laundromat, and the supermarket. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do things. People see me and I always get the question, like, you know, what is it that you do? Because,
You know, I see you got, you know, you got tats all over the place. It must be hard to get a job. All I tell them is I'm pursuing my dream, you know. Other than that, like, what's different about me, like, other than the physical, when it comes to my mental, I'm very much years ahead of my time mentally, in my opinion. So I feel like I'm ready for a lot of blessed opportunities just because, you know, this whole life was a training exercise for me just to get ready for this moment in time.
Mm.
You know?
Wow. Now, what I want to do, I want to get into another one of your singles. What's Up? Tell us about that.
What's Up is basically just a freestyle. It's the second track off of my PM mixtape. All it is just a freestyle to the Kirko Bangs Drinking My Cup beat. It's just basically, you know, my twist on that song, basically. I just, you know, I kind of did the hook the same way, but I just switched up the words. But I was just basically talking from my standpoint, you know. It's not all about the drinking our cup over here. It's all about, you know, how we get our grind on and how we do things up in this, you know, up in this concrete jungle in New York City, you know. And just, you know, basically just putting a twist on that just to make people understand how I could make these industry tracks sound. Like, give me a chance, you know what I'm saying, because I can do those too. And you might like my version.
Okay. Well, you know what, after we play this, I definitely want you to come back and kick some freestyle for us, all right?
Oh, for sure, no problem.
All right. Here's another banger by JMO. Remember where you heard it. DQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yes, and then, hold up, diamond crest, soldiers, my side throwing up cause we grown up, Hennessy Grey Goose, get closed up, shout out to the five, what up love, 3036, so we on, cuz, we smart as hell, they on, duh, we work it out, no yoga, said I'm in my zone, come over, quarter O, stay rolled up, put a bow in the cup of my soda, I'm a leaner, she a roller, fall into me, so I told her, let her ride that rover, knock it out, no homer, summon them out from that coma, stay hard as hell, who you know do it better, if you ain't talking money, I'm a real go-getter, put it down, this forever, you temporary, already in the books, we legendary, you don't really understand, so we taking it home, just to be the obligation, so I'm making it known, better watch your auto-tune or your auto-tone, cause we touching down, end zone.
Some niggas be lying, said they called somebody, all that hype, you know we don't believe you. They gon' make me fuck around and shoot somebody. You fucking with the hardest in the street. You heard what I said, won't put them to bed. No arm, leg, a leg, I'm going straight at your head. Ain't nothing gon' stop them, baby. The movement is coming, baby. We getting this money, and since you don't give a fuck, we all be saying what's up. Oh yeah, we only saying what's up. We only saying what's up.
Thanks. Okay, JMO, like you said, that was a little freestyle joint, but I'm going to keep it real. I usually don't allow the profanity because I have all types of listeners, but, you know, it wasn't that much, so it wasn't that bad. You know what I mean? But I'm feeling that like this. So why you just gave us a little taste instead of just, you know, filling that whole thing up?
What happened? Sorry.
I said, why did you just give us a little taste instead of just doing the whole song? Or you just didn't complete that whole single yet?
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I didn't do the whole song basically because, you know, it's a taken song, and usually when I do those or whatever, if I got a real good hook, You know what I'm saying? And it sounds like something that I could perform in different places. Like, I might complete the song, but sometimes I just drop a little jewel on them and keep it moving, because those songs are, you know, them songs are basically freebies, and I just want to show skill. Like, those are, that's like a mixtape track, you know what I'm saying? So it was just, you know, people are more enthused to hear teasers than they are to hear you speak the entire song, unless you're a known artist, from my perspective, you know? So just to keep it interesting, you know, hit them off with a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know, a long one of this, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know, keep it interesting.
All right. Well, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to kick a freestyle for me.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to turn the beat down so you can just a cappella, you know what I mean?
All right. No problem.
All right, guys, do your thing.
All right. My eyes are gonna see, my feet ain't gonna run, my hands gonna raise, ears can hear 'em when they come. All the hate comes in multiples, but I am number one. Yeah, you came with your homies, but I gathered here with none. Cannons raised from the ways I put words together. You can spit it all, but I bet I'll say it better. Keep on fronting in your bars, you get weak love. That's why I'm always known to say what others get to speak of. I'm gas, keep speeding, just progressing on the mind. Tony Hawk bread, got my niggas staying on the grind. Thanks to the fake tool, just let me hit a melt. It just made me realize that I could do by myself on the straight and you with laws, but somehow you niggas got it all backwards, crisscross. Meanwhile, every day I'm hustling Rick Ross, you niggas still buying drugs off the fucking net cost. Get lost or just get it corrected, don't disrespect it. I'm taking shots with no ref, that's how you get ejected. I grab the mic and just check it. I pick a record and just wreck it and watch them how they sweat the methods. Lyrically rejected, while piranhas keep biting, I'm only reciting the words of a man gone tight and keep fighting. Ain't no need for the cheap talk, cross the line, I have your ass with more booze than a Crips walk. Cheap chalk is what they use to outline you the next time you underestimate what my mind do. You could run from justice, but I bet I'll find you. Government trained, that's why I'm getting at them times two. I kept it closely noted like the Nina that I told it to. Focus got the glow that a blind man would notice. All my bars clearly quoted, it was murder. If I wrote a JMO, you should have known it. I'm not living for the moment. Gathered all components, we won't fail. Only way out of where I'm from is in a box or in jail. Chose to excel through the pain, I never popped from the pressure. I ain't leave on a stretcher, cause my strength be all measure. My treasure is one this whole world will never know of, but they keep me being the kind of kids want to be when they grow up. Let your engineers know I'm a pro with the tools, and you ain't got to be involved for me to take your ass to school. I'm taking off, if you good, get involved. All the lame stay in your lane, because that metal thing involved getting problems solved. Evolved into a teacher from the slums, but educated by preachers. Ghetto prince, I'm the product of what happens when slugs fly. A product into... Oh, my bad. That is a little bit. I'm sorry.
You're definitely doing your thing.
I was just starting to realize that I was just going a little bit too over.
Nah. I don't have a problem. Lord, no, you doing your thing. That's the main thing. If you got to stop and think, then it's a problem. You know what I mean? Now, I was just informed JMO Core has dropped again. Now, I'm starting to think, I don't know if it's us, like I said before, or if it's just, you know what I mean, the phone lines, exactly what's going on with them. But, excuse me, we never had this type of technical difficulty before. I don't know who threw a mojo on my line, you understand? But I ain't going to get mad because I ain't a hater. I'm a participator. I'm just messing with y'all. I'm just messing with y'all. But I believe we have JMO back. Jay, you there?
Yes, sir. This is me.
All right. Now, what's the next step for JMO?
The next step for JMO physically is I'm opening for Fred the Godson in the Bronx on the 26th of this month, last week, next Wednesday. After that, they're doing, you know, as much of the five boroughs as possible, just keep covering, you know, every showcase possible, doing every show that I possibly can. I'll be trying to tour way beyond. We're going to Canada in October. Shout out to DJ Maverick, DJ Clown Atmosphere. We're going to be doing big things, man. I don't know how to tell you. We're just trying to do things like every day, like anywhere, anytime. You can look for us, man, under Lock and Key Entertainment.
Yeah, the mic eye is definitely doing it. But what I want you to do is I want you to give everybody your info, let them know where they can reach you at, let them know where they can buy the jingle at, let them know everything, because we actually have Mike Ice coming up next.
Okay, no doubt. It's my dude right there. All right, real quick. Basically, my Facebook is Justice My Obligation. Just started that up. You can find me on Facebook, Justice My Obligation. My main grind is Twitter, at the Sergeant UPS. Over 10,000 followers. See what the buzz is about. Under lock and key, ent.com. Mike Ice on Facebook. Nicole Flores, plus size model on Facebook. Exponential Curve on Twitter. The YouTube channel is a UPS Movement. Basically, just keep up to date with those sites, and you know, you'll be in contact with everything going on. With a shout out to Tyson, Destruct, you know, everybody else on the team, man. You know, we got a lot of things going on. I'm glad that everybody, you know, took the opportunity to listen right now, and I'm thankful to Rich Money for giving me this opportunity, man.
No fact. Hold on, because you got somebody I want to talk to you. No. Hello, Cola, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, because I'm standing outside right now trying to catch some good reception. What it do? What it do? How you doing? Your name is what, Mike Ice?
No, this is JMO. Mike Ice coming up next.
Oh, Mike Ice, I apologize. JMO, what does that stand for?
Justice My Obligation.
Say that again.
Justice My Obligation.
Oh, Justice My Obligation. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And one other question. What was the motivation behind your title?
The motivation behind my title was my military background. I'm a Marine, 2-time Iraqi war vet, and it's just a combination of both and what I got to bring as a game.
Okay. So, and your military experience is what inspired you to be a writer, or you just always had it in you?
I'm not coming from the South Bronx. I was always rapping. You know, the military thing was just a good outlet for me at the time and place. But when I came out, you know, my true passion was still waiting for me, and I just chose to take it seriously.
Okay. Like I gotta listen to some more of your music. It's promising. You know what I'm saying? It's decent music, you know what I'm saying? Me, as being a writer myself, I just, when I write, I try to touch every audience from young to old, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, just, you know, expand your music just a little bit, I see, you know what I'm saying? So you can get everybody to listen.
Yeah.
But I commend you on, number one, for serving our country, you know, clap it up for that.
Hey,
you know,
thank you.
It takes a big person to do that, so, and I appreciate that. And just keep striving with your music, you know, keep it up, and stay true to yourself, you know what I'm saying? And everything
always. Else. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I'm going to I'm going to look for you on Facebook. How do I find you on Facebook again?
Justice My Obligation.
Justice,
first name
My
Justice.
Obligation.
Yes, first name Justice, last name My Obligation.
Okay. That's cool. Again, I'm gonna check it out. See what you have. Do you have like SoundCloud and stuff like that on there too? Where I can hear some.
Yeah, everything's right there.
Oh, okay. All right. Again, I'm going in and check it out. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Shout out to Rich Money, and Levine in the building. Y'all give a lot of love, for real though. I'm being serious though, because y'all give, you know, a lot of these upcoming artists a lot of opportunity to, you know, put themselves out there and stuff like that. Y'all doing a real big right now.
Thank you. Thank you. Really appreciate it. We have Mike Ice coming up next. That's Mike Ice is coming up next. All right.
Mike Ice, you okay? UPS, we on.
All right. Yo, JMO, I want to thank you once again. You're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem. You got those exclusives. Send it to us so we can play it, because we had 8 different episodes a week with 11 different hosts. So, you know what I mean? And we're definitely rotating.
Hey, no problem, man. Thank you so much for the opportunity, man. Rich Money, GQ Palace Radio, man. All of y'all showing me love, man. I would definitely be back, man. Thanks for showing the love. We are not going away. We forever in this bitch.
For sure. JMO, Dawes and Divas.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, we have Mike Ice in the building from Under Lock and Key. And we're going to find out what's been going on with him in the music industry, the television industry. He got so much going on, he's going to fill us in on that. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's fire, baby!
Cause I'm so lit up, I be the one that don't boost it up, pick it up. Haters ain't got this, that's why they so bitter. You be the pre-show, I be the boost it up. Need the injection, doses, dope giver. No rejections when I'm stroking up. We done sex and now I'm ghost nigga. On to the next, got chicks on post nigga. You don't get none cause you's a broke nigga. Don't come quick cause you's a old nigga. Such stamina, huh? I be stamina. Send your chick over here, but I damage her.
Baby, I can tell from your eyes what you're thinking. I know you really like what's that.
Clock 3 in the morning, girl, I don't really care just long as we get it on. I don't wait that this long, my duke is this strong. The way I give it to you, you gon' think I did you wrong. Don't worry about a song, I hit you with something long. Hit the right spot, how you screaming like a horn. Tearing that chick long, all up in your guts, I'm full. The ribs up, stick, shift, I lift them chips up. Suck on them shits till you feel you're about to bust. Don't worry, this ain't love, this is lust. So by the morning, we can get back to doing us. Baby girl, you a plus. Sort of like drugs, the way you're giving me a rush. Take your time, baby girl, don't rush. Matter of fact, he's up, I'm about to erupt.
Baby, I can tell from your eyes what you're thinking. I know you really like my style.
Welcome back to the palace. And with me right now, I have the one, the only, Mike Ice. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rich.
Mike,
money
what's
was
going
good.
I can't call it. I'm Mike
chilling.
How are you, fam? I want to thank you for
I'm
joining us
out
this
there,
evening.
Man. I'm doing my thing, man. What's up with y'all, man? I'm just happy to actually connect with you and Levine, man. You know, GQ Palace doing big things out there. Love. And entertainment, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, no doubt. I appreciate that. We see you doing your thing as well. Under Lock and Key, I'm definitely doing your thing. Now,
yeah, you know, I always pay homage to
people. Go ahead.
I always want to pay homage to everybody, man. You know what I mean? It's hard doing this thing out here, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's why kudos to you as well. You know what I'm saying? It definitely is. So let the listeners know about Mike Ice and Under Lock and Key Entertainment.
Well, Under Lock and Key is an entertainment company. We manage artists. We have our own TV shows. in the Bronx, in Brooklyn. We come on every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. in the Bronx. And we also come on every Friday in Brooklyn at 3 p.m. on every network. And we also was nominated for a Beta Award. We didn't bring nothing home, but both our shows got nominated for a Beta Award up here in the Bronx, man. That was a beautiful experience. Shout out to the whole Bronx Net for that, you know what I mean? And the executive director, Mike Nobby. Definitely, man, you know what I'm saying? It's good to be actually noticed, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, even being nominated is a good thing. You know, just to be nominated is a good thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, just like you said, that's a beautiful thing right there. Now, Under Lock and Key, how did you come up with that name, Under Lock and Key?
It's funny, you know, I get that question all the time, Rich. It was one of my ex-girlfriends, like a couple of years ago. She brought two chains, and she brought a chain with a lock and a chain with a key. The chain for the lock was for me, and the key was for her. You know what I mean? And I ran with that shit ever since, man. And you know, here I'm at. Here I am.
You just ran with it. I feel, you know, when she will come back.
I ran with it. I put a little twist on it. Shout out to her, though, man. She's out in, you know, New Orleans and everything. And, you know, we still friends to this day. You know, shout out to her, man, for actually bringing that, you know, ULK Under Lock and Key logo chain to light. You know what I mean?
No doubt, no doubt. Now, your name, Mike Ice, how did you come up with your name?
Well, you know, a lot of people had the name Ice. So, you know, back in the day, one of my favorite basketball players is George Gervin. He played for the San Antonio Spurs. Shout out to them. They lost the finals this year, but they'll be back next year probably. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, I didn't want to actually just, everybody was getting called Ice back in the day. So I said, let me put Mike in front of Ice. And one of my friends was saying, you can't say Mike without the ice. So I ran with that also, you know what I mean? Can't say Mike without the ice, so you know what I mean? So.
Oh, okay.
There you have
right,
it. My name
right.
Mike Ice and Under Lock and Key Entertainment.
All right. Now let me ask you. I know you do the showcases. You understand?
Right.
So I want you to fill the artists because my lines is flooded. Fill them in on what's going on in your showcases. Now, do you also do promotional parties besides the showcases?
Yeah, I do both. I'm actually in the process. That's something I was actually talking to you a couple of days ago about. I'm about to put a couple of things together. I definitely want you to be a part of that, man. It's just I'm in the works right now and getting confirmation on a couple of spots where I could actually do the event at because, you know, it's hectic in Manhattan now. They're kind of strict on doing showcases and what type of artists you got coming in the room and all this other nonsense. But, you know what I mean? We're going to plan it out. We're going to work it out. I got a couple of party things I actually are going to probably be putting together. I got a barbecue I'm putting together. I got a lot of things coming up, man. I just want everybody to know that I'm on deck, you know what I mean? And, you know, it is what it is, man. I grind every day, man. It's like 24/7 for me, 365 a year, man. I don't take off, man, you know what I mean? And if I do take off, I might take an hour or two off, you know what I mean?
I definitely feel you on that. I definitely feel you on that. Now, like you said, you got the showcases. You're going to be doing the cookouts. You got the TV stations. You got the artists. How do you balance everything out?
Well, right now, Rich, right now I'm looking for help in all them categories because I wear a lot on my plate, as you know. I'm looking for promotional models. I'm looking for female hosts for my TV show. I'm looking for some videographers to actually do some intern work. So anybody out there actually looking for, you know, exposure, we definitely got it going on, man. You can reach me or Rich Money. I'm going to plug y'all into all my credits at the end when we about to leave so everybody can get in touch with me. But, Rich, I definitely want to touch base with you and Levine. I want y'all to be a part of my next competition. I want y'all to come out, you know what I'm saying, be a judge and all that other good stuff. I actually, on my showcases, you know, I give out the 3 Mike trophies, the gold, the silver, and the bronze.
Okay.
And
okay.
I got that from the Olympics.
Oh, no, all you got to do is let us know. You know, we definitely going to be out there, no problem. Definitely gonna be out there. Ain't even no questions asked about it.
And one thing I want to let the artists know, man. When I give out prizes, I give out good prizes, man. I give out prizes that you can actually use. I give out trophies. I give out a good promotional package. So anybody that know that want my showcases, they'll let you know. We give out good packages, man, and we make sure everybody gets their packages. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Just hold the trophy for me so I can put it on collection with the rest of my trophies from all the events that we was in and everything. I get a trophy from every event that we in. I got a little collection going on there, you know.
I'll definitely plug you in with that. Yo, it's funny, everybody, and I'll do that for you, definitely, man. No problem with that.
Hey, yo, just a little joy for me. But let me ask you, as far as each category you're doing in the business-wise, like the showcases, the parties, the television, the music, what is the worst thing about being in all those categories, would you say?
Well, I can't really say
dealing with all of them. That's not to say dealing with all of them.
Well, everything has its turning point. You go through trials and tribulations with everything, you know what I mean? That's a part of life, man. I think I try to balance everything out, you know what I'm saying? I try to, like, I take the bad with the worst. Like my uncle always say, you know what I'm saying? You prepare for the best and prepare for the worst also. So, you know what I'm saying? That's how you balance everything out, man. You got to be on point for all things. Everything is not going to always be a negative. Everything ain't going to always be a positive. You know what I mean? You just got to keep building and building. One door open, another door closed. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to keep opening doors until you get to that door that, you know, that's going to stay open. You know what I mean?
I feel you. Now, if it came down to the point, Michael, you happen to deal with just one, the showcases, the parties, the television, the artists, you know, which one would it be?
Ah, man, that's that's a good question, Rich. I like that question. I got a love for all of them, but my first passion is the music. I always wanted to be a manager. I always wanted to promote artists, and I always wanted to get that major deal. So I would say the music, managing artists. Shout out to JMO. You just had him on.
Yeah, he's doing big things.
He's a perfect talent, man. And, you know, he's the first artist since my first artist that passed away a couple of years ago that's actually focused, has vision of what I'm doing and where I'm trying to get to. And, you know, whatever I tell him I got going on, he's on it, and he's real. He's real crisp with everything, and I love it, man. And I don't actually got to, you know, babysit him or none of that, man. He does what he got to do. And also, shout out to Destruct, you know what I'm saying? He's another artist that I'm managing right now. Shout out to Nicole Flores. She's my assistant manager, love her to death. And I want to get a shout out to Monica Smith. She's going to be one of my new promotional people. So we just doing it, man, you know what I mean? And, you know, shout out to the whole Under Lock and Key Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's a part of Under Lock and Key Entertainment.
Yeah, I definitely see you doing it. And then JMO, he got some good things going on. You know, his tracks is fire, you know. And I asked him, just like I'm going to ask you, how did y'all meet up? What actually made you be like, okay, I see this guy right here. He's doing his thing. I want to make sure he's focused and everything, but I want him with my team. You understand? Well, how did y'all connect?
Well, basically, Nicole Flores, my assistant manager, said I have an artist called Just My Obligation. His name is JMO.
Mm-hmm.
So she brought him to the meeting. You know, I always have a meeting with my artists and stuff like that. We had a meeting downtown. He came in right then and there. You know what I'm saying? I put everybody on the spot. We did a freestyle cypher. He killed it on the first verse. He didn't mess up with nothing. I told him I'll be back in touch with him. We plugged into a lot of things. Shout out to the Rapathon. He was in the Rapathon this year. I told him, you want to be in the Rapathon? He's like, yeah. So I always put a lot of people on stage and see where they at, you know what I mean? And for the first time, that was his first doing it, and it was so hard because you got to rap for 30 minutes, and it's a five to eight-man cypher. So he killed me, you know what I'm saying? So after that, man, we just polyed, and you know, the rest is history.
Yeah, because I told him to do a freestyle. He felt like he was about to go 30 minutes. He was killing. He was going with it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. You know what's so funny? He could freestyle, But he chose to do music, you know what I mean? But he's versatile. He could do it all, man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I'm just happy for him to be on my team, you know what I mean? And he's like a breath of fresh air, right? You know what I mean? So it's good, man. Look for big things from JMO in the upcoming year. We got the Canada event coming up in October. We got the Fred the Godson event. We opening up for him next Wednesday at Mahente's Cafe. And we're going to be in the studio recording new music. We're going to be doing some videos with Block Alliance. Shout out to Disaster. That's my peoples, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to be doing some videos next month. We're going to plug y'all in so y'all can come out and get a cameo in the video, you know what I mean? So it is what it is.
Exactly. Now, Mike, what is it that you look for in an artist? When you're looking for your artist, what is it that you're looking for? What is it that draws your attention to be like, okay, you know what? I'm feeling this artist right here. I want him. What do you look for in him?
Well, it's funny you asked that question also. A lot of artists come at me and want me to manage them. You should see my Facebook, my email, people calling me, flooding my inbox. Yo, I like what you're doing, Mike, guys. I want you to manage me. I need a manager like you and this, that, and the third. My thing is how I look at artists. First of all, I want to hear a little something about yourself. Then I want to see what you've done. Your dedication to the game. What's your favorite artist in the game? You know, I want to know your ambition. I want to know your vision. Where you going? What genre of music are you trying to actually, you know, conquer? And basically, are you true to yourself as much as you're true to everybody around you? And loyalty and honesty is a big thing with me. I don't like nobody from the outside infiltrating what we're doing. Whatever we do, we family. You know what I mean? And, you know, a lot of artists, they have a tendency to let people in the sideline get in their head, and then the people in the sideline don't even know what they're talking about, and then it causes conflict between you and the artist. So now I actually tell everybody, everything stays in-house, everything is a family, it's a family orientation type of thing, and, yo, we take it from there, you know what I mean? And basically, we just actually doing what we supposed to do, man. We trying to get to the next level, and for us to get to the next level, Rich, you know, with anything, it's hard work and dedication, man. You got to stay hungry. If you're not hungry, the next man is going to take it from you. You know what I mean? And I tell my artists that. Stay focused. Stay out of trouble. Don't hang out with the wrong crowds. You know what we came here for. It's one thing and one thing only. One goal. And that's what we out to get. You know what I mean? So I tell everybody, just keep their goals and objectives, you know, and their responsibilities intact, and that's all I ask about an artist, you know what I'm saying? And be on time and do what you got to do, you know what I mean?
Exactly, I definitely agree. Now, a person in your division, like you said, like I said, the promotion, especially the parties, you know, when you're doing the parties, do you feel like that's somebody that should be in a relationship? Because, you know, you got the females coming up at you, and you got this person coming up at you. Do you feel like that's somebody that should be in a relationship status?
Well, you know, like they say, you don't pose a mix business with pleasure sometimes with the female situation. Me, I don't mix the business with pleasure. I have a girlfriend, so that actually helps me from dealing with all the females that actually come that way and, you know, make their presence felt. So I'm kind of like really gentleman type with the females and let them know, like, you know, I'm interested in business. If you want to work with me, let's get this money. I'm not interested in you. I have a girlfriend, so you know what I'm saying, that I love very much. So, you know, that's what it is with me, man. You know what I mean? A lot of guys, you know, they're doing that. But you know what I'm saying? Me, I already been there, done that. You know what I mean? You know, Rich, man, our goal is to get this money, live comfortably, take care of our family, and enjoy life, man. You know what I mean? I'm not running and ripping no more. I'm older, so you know what I mean? I have goals and objectives, and I'm setting my ways now. And it's good for you to actually have a wife or a girlfriend and keeps you out of a lot of trouble, too. You know what I mean?
Exactly. As long as you got that strong female behind you and you trust her and she trusts you, can't nothing stand you wrong. I definitely feel you on that one. Now, the TV. Let's get into the TV. Nicole, how did y'all meet up for you to actually get her involved? You know, because I don't know if she's a model, plus I'm a model and everything. How did y'all meet up to get involved, for you to get her involved with entertainment? I mean, Under Lock and Key Entertainment.
I was invited to a fashion show up here in the Bronx last year. And she came on the mic and started spitting poetry. She does poetry, too. She's a very good poet. And me and I was talking behind the scenes. I exchanged my business card with her, and we was talking back and forth on Facebook. And I said, Joe, you know what? I'm looking for an assistant. You want to come aboard? And she said, yeah, I'm grateful for the opportunity. Me and her chopped it up. We had a little meeting, and we went from there, man. And it's beautiful because I got so much done with Nicole and JMO in a short period of time because they're definitely grinders. They're definitely everywhere, you know what I mean? And they definitely got their name out there ASAP, you know what I mean? So a lot of people know Nicole. Shout out to Nicole Flores, you know what I'm saying? She's a plus-size model. She's doing her thing. She's on Full Blossom Magazine's cover, one of the cover models, you know what I'm saying? And she's doing it big out there, man. She's doing her thing, man. I got to shout her out, man. She's been a blessing to me, you know what I mean? So that's what it is, you know. Everybody around me understands what we're trying to do and where we're trying to go, and that's a beautiful thing when you have an organization, when everybody is on the same page, finally, you know what I mean? So it's a beautiful thing right now for me.
Exactly.
And she makes my job a little easier, you know what I mean?
Oh, I feel you on that one. Now, like I was saying, you got the TV going on, you got the artists going on, you got the promotional showcases going on, you got the party going on. Like what's next? What's the next step?
You know what's next, Rich? I want to act. I'm actually going to do a photo shoot this year. It's going to be my first photo shoot myself. You know, I take a lot of pictures, but I'm going to actually do a photo shoot. I want to submit certain things to the movie directors, the commercial people. I got to connect with Law and Order. I'm going to shoot my portfolio of Law and Order. And I wanna do a little acting, man.
Okay. Now, Mike, let me ask you, what advice would you give somebody trying to come up in the same field division as you coming up? What advice could you give them to, like, help them out?
I'm going to give them, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. I'm going to give them straight up how I would do it, you know what I mean, and how I did do it. Never let nobody interfere with your dreams. That's first and foremost. Don't let nobody never tell you you can't, or never listen to the word, man, are you afraid that you might fail? Them two words, never listen to nobody that's around you that says that to you, because you'll never be successful. And just believe in yourself, man. As long as you believe in yourself and you grind hard and you do it your way, you know what I'm saying? You'll be all right in the game. And I tell everybody, Rich, you know me. I've been doing this shit for a minute. My door is always open. My phone is always open for people if they need help, consultation or anything. You know what I mean? I'm there for them, man. I don't mind helping people. I want to see people make it, especially if they have a goal like I do and they want to actually make it. You know what I'm saying? Sky's the limit for them. Opportunity is there for them. They just got to be able to want to embrace the moment. That's what you have to do. When the moment is there, you have to embrace it. You have to take it the right way. And you have to run with it and don't look back. You know what I mean? And that's what I did. I embraced the moment. I looked at it, and I ran with it. And shout out to the legendary Tony Tone from the Cold Crush. He was one of my mentors. You know what I'm saying? When I was coming up, I used to go out with him to bigger stuff like that. And, you know, I always shout Tony out every time I get a chance. You know what I'm saying? Tony Tone is my mentor, man. He showed me a lot of things in the industry, what I need to do. He said, Mike, you could do it. Just do you, you know what I mean? And, you know, I just want to actually shout him out and tell him thank you for everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. He's doing it. He was at the last event we was doing with Nonstop Media. He's a humble brother, too, you know? He's real humble.
Yeah, he's definitely humble, and he's definitely always been a true friend, a true brother to me, man. He always, you know, took me under his wing. He's like, yo, Mike, I'm over here. Come over here. Mike, come here. Yo, come over there. You know what I mean? And I was there, man. You know what I mean? I went out and I learned. You know what I'm saying? I learned a lot from him, man. And you know what I'm saying? I just want to shout him out, man. He's one of the true pioneers of hip-hop. Hip-hop is for life for me. I'm always been a hip-hopper, and I'm stay a hip-hopper. And, you know, that's what it is, man, with me.
I definitely feel you. Now, in three words, describe Mike Ice.
Mike Ice is honest, he's loyal, trustworthy.
I definitely feel you on that. Now, what I want you to do, Mike, because after you, we have Pioneer Legend MC Shan coming on.
Yeah, I know, you know what I'm saying? When you talk to Shan, tell him my guys, you know what I'm saying, gave him a shout out, man. I was one of, when I was coming up in the game, I really, really liked a lot of MC Shan music. Kill That Noise, you know what I'm saying? Ran with a Girl, Left Me Lonely. Down by Law, you know, I can name a lot of his tracks, man. You know what I'm saying? MC Shan was my man. I like, you know what I'm saying? His album, man, was crazy. The album when he was getting at the Bronx and everything, you know what I mean? It was a beautiful thing, man. Him and KRS-One, they made hip hop a real battle, man. That was a hot battle back then. And I just want to pay homage to MC Shan. Tell him, man, I like that album he put out, man. It was hot, man. I remember them tracks back in the day, man. I really I used to rewind them joints all the time. Down by Law, Kill That Noise is two of my favorite tracks, man.
I just recently heard the Cocaine. I was like, oh, wow. Oh. I didn't know about that one. But what I want you to do, Mike, I want you to give everybody info. Let them know how they can get in touch with you. Let them know what, if you have showcase coming up, let them know everything about you, shout outs and everything.
All right, definitely. I'm going to start off with my contacts and everything, and I'll do all the shout outs after the contacts. My website is www.underlockedandkeyent.com. There you can go to my website and see everything on my website. My YouTube channel is Lock and Key ENT at 365. I have my own channel on YouTube. All my showcases, videos, TV shows, you name it, is up there. You know what I mean? My email address is lockandkeyent@yahoo.com. I keep everything simple, man, so everybody will know you don't got to go all over the place. You know what I mean? My Twitter is Underlock and Key ENT. And my Facebook page is Mike Ice. My like page is Underlock and Key Entertainment. You can always reach me on my Facebook page. It's Mike Ice. We post all our events on our Facebook page. That's one of the social medias I work with the most. You know what I mean? Everybody else works with the Twitter and all the other stuff. And you also can reach, my lines is always open to everybody too. It's 917-332-7975. And anytime you call, just leave a message. Please speak clearly. Leave your name, your number, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. I got a lot of events coming up. Any artists out there, from rappers, singers, bands, models, dancers, what else? Poets. Anybody that want to be in any of my events, you're welcome to be on my events. You know what I'm saying? We do a lot of pre-ticket sales because we want everybody to get into the, you know, way of selling tickets. So, you know what I mean? It's basically you want to see how many people support you. So you always want to follow. And all the people I work with, they always like to see an artist with followings. You know what I mean? So that's what that is. And for shout-outs, I definitely want to shout out you guys first. GQ Palace for having me, Rich Money, Levine, and the whole GQ Palace for having me out. Like always, man, mad love to you guys, man. I like what y'all doing, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. You give a good platform for artists that not to be heard. Y'all make sure they're heard. You know what I'm saying? So kudos to you guys. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, I got to pay homage to you once again. And Rich Money, we've been talking for a minute, man. You family, and you already know what it is, man. You know what I mean? And
no doubt.
I want to give a shout out to JMO. I want to give a shout out to Struck, my lovely host Nicole Flores, and the whole Underlock and Key Entertainment. And I also want to plug in Block Alliance. You know what I'm saying? Disaster has done a lot of things for me, man. And I just want to shout the whole Block Alliance, him and Capacity. They did a lot of film work for me, man. And them guys are phenomenal, man, with their work, man. So I just want to shout Disaster and Capacity out. And I also want to shout out my partner, T. Tice, you know what I'm saying, Ears to the Streets, and Gabe K. Mita. And everybody out there, man, everybody out there that got an ear, man, music and doing your thing, man, keep doing what you're doing, man. Don't let nobody stop you from doing what you're doing, man.
No doubt, no doubt. And another thing, you know, you got those tracks, let us know, because we already finished the second mixtape, so we're going to put JMO on the next mixtape that we sending out.
Yeah, as soon as I get everything, we're going to be in the studio soon. As soon as we get everything pieced together, I'm going to send everything over to you, you know what I mean, like we always do. And, you know, it's love, man, definite, man.
No doubt. And you know you got my number. Hit me up anytime, Mike. You know you're welcome anytime.
Definitely, Rich. You know I'm going to with you. I was going to actually hold off on it, you know what I'm saying? But I'm in the process of trying to do a five-borough tour with the artist, so I'll let you know about that maybe the first week of July. Maybe you want to be a part of that. If you're not too busy, I'm going to sit down and have a meeting with a couple of people. So, you know what I mean? That's on deck. That's something that Nicole wanted to do. That's one of her prep projects she wanted to do. So we're just trying to get a lot of people involved in that. So I definitely got y'all on deck with that. You know what I mean?
No doubt. No doubt. You know what it is. For sure.
Definitely.
All right. No doubt. Mike Ice, Dons and Divas, Under Lock and Key Entertainment. All
well,
right, coming
hard,
up. All right, for sure.
All right. Be good, y'all. Peace.
All right. All right, coming up next, we have MC Sham. We're going to get him in the building and see what's going down. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
The bridge.
Dons and Divas. Welcome back to the Palace. And with me right now, I have the one, the only pioneer legend in the building, MC Shan. MC Shan, welcome to the show.
Thank y'all for having me. Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you. We can hear you, fam. We can definitely hear you.
All right, that was my mic test. That was my 1-2 mic test right there. I had to plug in my headphone. I'm driving. I'm trying to get this done while I'm moving around and stuff, because I'm a multitasker, you understand?
I definitely feel you. You're definitely doing it. From back then to now, you're still doing your thing. And that's why I honor you, and it's definitely an honor having you on. You know?
Thank you. I'm glad y'all even took the time to talk to me.
Now, let my audience, because my lines is flooded. Let's talk about MC Shan. I'm going to start you off from back then and work our way up. Is that cool with you?
Okay. That's fine.
Okay,
with
let's
me.
Start with MC.
Because it's a
right,
lot of young bucks that don't really know. A lot of young bucks don't really know that if they look up the word hardcore and rap, they're going to see my face and it's going to say, "Yo, daddy."
Now, MC Shan, how did you come up with your name?
Well, my real name is Sean. My birth name is Sean, but that don't sound too catchy, MC Sean. And so I used to be a 5%er, and my name was Shan. And so I just took the stage name MC Shan because MC Sean didn't have a ring to it. So I just went with the MC Shan.
Okay. Now, everybody know you was born in Queensbridge Projects, located in Long Island City. Now, as far as growing up, how did you get involved in the music industry?
Well, a lot of the old school cats, like before me, used to come to the recenter in Queensbridge and play Grandmaster Flash, Furious Four. I mean, you know, Fury Five, the Fearless Four. They used to come out there. So that was my experience with hip hop from the Bronx end and all of those cats that were really doing it. And we would have park jams in the Queensbridge, and that was really like my introduction into hip-hop. The real, stand behind the rope. If you wasn't with the DJ, get from behind the rope type thing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
The real park jams, when the Brooklyn cats would come through and steal every piece of equipment and stick up the whole park jam.
Okay, I definitely feel you on that one. Now, when you made your song Queensbridge, what was your reaction when people started, you know, coming back at you? You know, like, all right, why is he doing this song? What was your reaction like? Like, all right, you know, it's time for me to make another move, but should I just explain to him what the song is really about? You understand what I mean?
What song are you talking about?
Queensbridge.
Oh, the bridge. See, that song right there, I did that song without any intentions of saying that I, you know, Queens started hip-hop. But KRS-One, him being the genius that he is, and the way that the rap game was at that point in time, he did the proper thing. He ain't like what I was talking about, so he said something about it, and that's what gladiators in the rap game did. So it wasn't no offensive thing that he did, but I'm kind of mad because Marley said that we shouldn't make another record out of him, so I got to live with the stigma that, Shan, you didn't come back with another record after that. But it's all right, because Chris know how to get down. He already know. to this day.
and it's good because, you know, a lot of people don't know that, you know, look, like I even see one part, you know, y'all like the best of friends, you don't let bygones be bygones, and that's what hip-hop is really about. Now, let me ask you another question real fast. Do you feel like you've been cheated out of what MCs, what artists is getting now compared to the money that they was getting back then?
No, not at all, because you find out after the first freaking album that they shit and you shouldn't buy no more of their fucking albums. Excuse me for saying it that way, but now you don't buy no more of their shit and they wind up broke any fucking way because they were shit in the first place. So who give a shit? I ain't mad at they pay scale. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
all I know is I'm still making records 25 years later. And when you only time you could talk to me is when you 25 years in the game and you still relevant. Because a lot of time these young cats be trying to say, y'all ain't relevant, old school ain't relevant. Well, how come I could come out 2 weeks ago and drop a song and my joint is on not every, but most of the blog sites, the ones that it ain't on is the ones I ain't hit yet.
Oh, yeah, we definitely going to play your joints, your new flavor.
They show an old school cat like me a little bit of respect for being in the game so long and still doing what I do. that when I do drop something, that they show me automatic love. It's like, here you go. You made a way for us to make money in this game, so this is what we're going to do for you, Jan. We're going to play your joint on the strip. And that's what a lot of these sites been doing. So I've been getting a lot of play out of that, you know what I mean? And being that I got to do this on my own and on the Internet and with the help of people like you, I appreciate everything that y'all are doing for me. I appreciate the sites. I appreciate the people that are listening. I appreciate everything that's being done for me right now.
Now, no doubt. We definitely going to be spinning because, you know, we got 8 different episodes a week. And we definitely going to start off with your Let's Bring Hip Hop Back. But I want to bring a caller on real fast before, you know, we get into that
scene. Hold on. Let's Bring Hip Hop Back is before this new joint. Hip Hop Back is old from last year. Everybody want to be a big star, drive a big car this year.
Oh, yeah,
we're
going to play that, too. Oh, yeah, we're going to play that. I did my homework on you. Believe that. We're going to play that one, too.
Okay. I was about to say,
I'm just saving that one right there. I know. Believe me. I did my homework on you, Shane. Oh, when you said I got my homework on you. I know about the bridge of 2000. I know about the 1993 P-Now.
Huh? Look, if you did your homework, you know I will cut you right off and say what I got to say.
I know. Oh,
Let's get to that caller. We don't want to
get definitely
going to
get to that caller. I think we got a couple of more that want to actually speak to you. And then we're going to get to the singles. Because, yeah, we definitely going to play them tonight. Hold on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Peace. What's good? It's the mayor in the building. What's up?
What's going on, man?
Salute, my dude. First of all, man, yo, this should be a normal thing. It shouldn't be like a special thing. We got MC Shan, yo, because you are like the genesis of the foundation of this, my dude. Just say that from the door. And then don't forget that joint right there, Left Me Lonely, because got flat left a lot of times because they wanted to hear that Shan joint, Left Me Lonely, and all that good stuff. So we go back and all of that good thing. And it's good to see you, man. Still got the same vibe. Ain't nothing changed. It don't stop, man. I salute that, man. Word is born. I salute that.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
I'm just keeping it raw like I remember. Hip hop, uncut, unadulterated, the way the Mother Nation made it meant to be.
And that's the way we're supposed to appreciate it as, my dude. Yes, sir. And all that relevancy and all that good stuff, man, you leave that to them to make the decision. You do what you do. And you got cats out here like DQ Palace and everything else. So when you're putting your new music out, there's no questions. It's not like, yo, what you moving and how many followers you got and all that monkey shit right there. Do what you
right. Followers don't mean nothing. It's the actual people that
right
are actually interested. You
yes,
can have 100 million followers and just 2 people really interested in you. I'd rather have the 8,000 followers that I got knowing that those 8,000 people fuck with me than having 100,000.
Let me ask you one question,
my dude. As far as, and take it back to like the Juice Crew days, my dude. So like, when it was going down like that, was it any problem or as far as like getting like traveling, my dude? Because like, it's like, well, I don't want to go past a certain area or whatever because they might not know me or my music might not. As far as the Juice Crew, man, enlighten us on how that was when y'all could just move anywhere and y'all was just known like that, man. Enlighten, you know.
Look, we was young and traveling, so all of that to us was brand new, fun. I mean, you coming from the project, flying around the world, wasn't no boundary. I'm going to England. I'm going everywhere. I might not eat the food, but I'm going. That's a guarantee. I'm going. There's no way I'm not going to go traveling and do all that. Come on, you coming from the project, and you making money at it? Might not be the money these cats is making right now,
right.
But, you know, it was the money we was coming home with was good. You know what I'm saying? And the money we still come home with is good. I'd rather get comps and short money than fucking one big pot and that be it.
Okay. Well, I know you got mad people that's waiting to get in with you, man. Just wanted to holler at you and salute a real dude when you come across the MC that's come door right now. So salute to MC Shan, Red and Blue Pumas all day, all that good stuff.
There you
right
go. There you go. I didn't want to appreciate you, partner.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
No doubt.
Hey, yo, Chris,
you know what I'm doing, man. I'm at the slave right now, man. So I got to get back on. I just want to call, shout you out, and all that good stuff, man. I'm in the building. It's the mayor. You know what I do, man. Peace.
No doubt,
thank you, brother.
Man. Salute, fans. All right, Shan, we have another caller we're going to bring them on. I'd just like to get the callers out, you know, then we're going to go to the single. You know, I'm going to talk about the single, then we're just going to hit that first one. Hello,
right.
Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, you have MC Shan on the line?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to Shan. I want to salute him, man, and pay homage to him, man. He's one of the true pioneers of hip-hop, man. And I just want to say I'm not going to hold too much of your time, man. Like you said, 25 years in the game, you're still relevant. That's what's up, man. Hip-hop is really all
about,
man.
Thank you, my brother.
Definite, man.
Thank you.
I'm a true hip-hop pioneer also from back in the day. And I loved all your music, man. We used to rewind your music all the time, the Juice Crew music, all that, man. So shout out to you and the whole Marley Marl thing, man. I remember all that, man. I remember when we was at the Down Under, underground and all that, man. We was youngsters, man, and we just
yeah,
went
look,
behind
y'all
it
see
you.
Him telling his age, right? I ain't telling my age. He's telling his age right now. I'm 22, y'all. I'm 22.
It's all good, man. We still here,
look,
man.
I appreciate
still,
you. Appreciate
things,
you.
Man.
Exactly. Like you say, I'm proud to still be amongst the living. There's so many of us that ain't around, you know what I'm saying, due to whatever circumstances that it is. And I just feel like, yo, when I be called, when the young cats be calling me an old head, yo, y'all old heads, I look at them and I say, that's a term of endearment to me. I like when you call me an old head because I know that you still have to make it here. And the chances of you making it to be an old head is slim and none. So I salute you and love you and hope you get to make it where I am. I'll be the old head, but I've enjoyed my life and I'm still enjoying it. Hope you get to enjoy yours.
Definitely, man.
Exactly.
Just, you know, good hearing you, man. It's still, you know, hearing good music from you, man. It's always a plus. And the youngsters, they need to acknowledge, you know what I'm saying, when a true pioneer is talking, they should listen, you know what I mean? And I just want to let you know that I want to pay homage to you once again and salute. Have a good evening, all right?
All right, my brother. You too. Have a good weekend. Don't do nothing
no
I wouldn't do. That
right.
Means do everything. Fuck it. Like today is your last fucking day on earth. Do every fucking thing.
Yes, sir.
All right, Sham, I just got an inbox from somebody. Iris told me to tell you. You can hear me?
Uh-huh.
All right. Iris told me to tell you that she supports everything you're doing.
Hold on. Is that
yes.
Iris Chauvin? I know
yes.
Who that is. I always see her on my... I love her to death. Always commenting on my stuff. You see, I know the name, right? All you said was Iris, and I said the rest of it. So she knows that I know that she knows that I know that she knows. I appreciate
right. Yeah, she
her
just
very
told
much.
Me to tell you, yeah, that's what she was just saying. She said something about she can't call in right now because, you know, it's a lot of noise. So, but
that's all right.
You know,
but we already know what it is. We already know. She always on the check in with me. I love her. Yeah.
All right. We're going to bring in another caller real fast, Sham, and then we're just going to go to talk about the scene and we're going to hit that. All right?
Hold on. Now, Iris, now that should let you know that I do check my own page and that there's not no little administrator checking my things. I check my own pages. I tweet my own people back. I Facebook my own people back. So just know that when you do post what you post, I am looking at it and I acknowledge you.
All right. No doubt. You get a lot of love. Hold on, Sam. We have another caller for you. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air with MC Shan, GQ Palace Radio.
Yes, sir. This is JMO out the South Boogeyman. I just had an interview right now. I'm an up-and-coming artist. I just wanted to thank you, MC Shan, for just existing. Period. Like
thank
just
you, my brother.
being the cornerstone of hip hop and being one of the main influences that made me wish that I was a 70s baby or something so I could interact with the true era of hip hop and when it was really pure and when it was real, man. You kept it real. I loved all of your shit, like on everything that I do right now is trying to revert it back to that time, man. Much love to the living legends of hip hop, man. For real.
Thank you, brother. Now, you being a new artist, listen, I got a little advice for you. First thing you want to do is go get you a lawyer, homeboy. You don't want to sign nothing. You don't want to talk to nobody. Being in this game is like being arrested. You don't want to say shit without your lawyer. You understand? You don't want to look at nothing without no lawyer. You don't want to do nothing or none of the above. Your first thing to protect you from every wolf out here is going to be your lawyer. Take that little bit of few dollars. It's worth it. Go get you a lawyer to read over your joint. And do not fucking go for one of these digital distribution deals. Please don't do that, because they're giving you no money and they're giving you no promotion, and you got to do it all yourself, and all they're doing is taking 30% of your money for nothing. So please do yourself a favor and keep YouTubing and TuneCoring and doing everything that you can do to pump yourself. And if they're going to sign you to a 360 deal, make sure that there's $1 million for your pocket straight off the top, just for your pocket, okay?
No doubt, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. Now, Shan, let's get into your first single. Well, you know, I ain't going to say your first single, but
the one I dropped before this one.
Yes, the one. Exactly. Let's bring hip-hop back. Tell us about that single.
That one right there, that was just me sitting back listening to the music. A lot of people always asking me, Shan, well, what do you think about the state of hip-hop and this, that, and the third? Well, this is what I think about it. Let's bring hip-hop back. Instead of me sitting back and just keep on complaining, like a lot of people do, they just complain and things like that instead of putting a foot forward, I decided I was going to put a foot forward and just do a song and say, let's bring hip-hop back. That was the title of it, but I'm actually talking about people on that record. But these youngsters, they ain't used to Shan talking about people, so I got to inch them in. I'm going to let y'all know I'm one record away from calling y'all motherfuckers names. I'm telling y'all that shit now. I'm going to tell you who's what and who the fuck ain't. So don't be surprised when it comes out that way, all right? I'm easing y'all in. Easing you in. But see, the youngsters, they don't know that that's what the rap game was about. You don't like this, like somebody, you just say something about his music. And they came up with a word called hater. Hater was made for brothers like me who'll talk about you. But I don't care about that word hater. Call me a hater all day while I'm zipping past you on my skateboard, nigga.
All right, no doubt. We're going to get into this single right now by the one and only MC Shan. Remember where you heard it. GQ Palace, Love Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
And you know the signal on this block. I'm full. And I'm having to...
Pursuing careers in this shit that I've been doing for years. Since when friend do some 20 inches, sit a nigga so high, walking so the nigga didn't see me stroll by. This is why I'm still getting paid today, cause legends don't die, we just fades away. He must have rolled the short bus cause he acts slow. The rookie nerd talking like he all pro. I'm jumping in but I ain't screaming, look out though. I'm screaming, oh you nerd, die slow. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hope, spending hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Let's bring hip hop back. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hope, spending hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Let's bring hip hop back. You'd rather see a blind man cause he write braille. Why that nerd locked up cause he like jail? This nerd here shook cause he look all pale. A tame a beast, you got to grab it by the tail. But the trick is, I'm hard to catch. And your style and my style, they hardly match. I'm looking at the surface and it's hardly scratched. You still bleeding and you partly patch. I stay on point and keep one in the chain. And ain't worried about you cause your bush in flame. Fuck around and I'ma leave your ass in main. Nothing personal, it's part of the game. Original done, you know rhymes with me. My gun pun cock, no issue talk. You be so hell, that rude boy, I move from a dick. My tech is a rusty, but still I shoot shit. Call me old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoe, spending hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track. Let's bring hip-hop back. Call me old school, I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoe, spending hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track. Bring hip hop back.
Roger.
Shan, I'm feeling that right there. I'm feeling that right there, man. I'm definitely feeling that right there. Now,
look, I'm not about gun spit. I don't say things on songs that I'm really not about. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one to come up with I sell drugs, this, that, the third. And if I did sell drugs, I would never say it on the record, dummies.
Exactly. Which brings me back to one of your old joints I was just listening to not too long ago. The other, matter of fact, last night, Cocaine. I was like, wow, that's serious right there.
That? And guess what? I was high like a motherfucker on cocaine when I wrote that too. Ain't no shame in my game. Ain't no shame.
I said, wow. I was sitting there listening. I'm like, yo. What got me to him when I seen it, I'm like, oh, that's what he's talking about right there. I said, wow. And see, that's what I mean by the hip-hop back then compared to the hip-hop that's out now. The hip-hop back then had messages they was delivering. You understand?
Right.
So they were very deliberate
messages.
Yes,
even
yes,
if they
yes,
were
yes.
on the low underlying, they were very deliberate. And if you wasn't stupid, you could catch on to the message. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of music nowadays don't have a message. But I tell you what, a lot of you older folks out here that's around my age and stuff like that, what you really need to do is listen to what the hell your kids is listening to so you know what they into. So that when they come in the house talking about Molly, 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 you know that they not talking about a little girl up the block. You understand? So you keep yourself, because a lot of the stuff that these young kids are doing nowadays, they are not smart enough to understand that what's on that record is just a record. And they take the content and they embed it into their real life. I hope none of these kids go out here, none of these boys go out here and put Molly in a girl's champagne and take advantage of her and she ain't even know it just because they heard that on a song.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I definitely feel you. I definitely
feel
you.
Lots of times the artists nowadays are not responsible for what they're talking and what they're saying out of their mouth. They're not being held responsible. Back in the days, the record companies would drop you, fuck with you, all kind of shit. I was a rebel. They motherfucking dropped me for shit that I did, shit I said, being high at fucking, what you call them, when they have the music conferences. Here I am, drunk, high, fucked up. I don't give a fuck. I'm having fun. They want to complain. Sham was high. I'm from the projects. What the fuck do you want? You know what I'm saying? I do me. And nowadays, they don't have that kind of structure in the record company. Oh, fuck it. Go let Chief Keef pull the gun on the cops. Let him get arrested 6 times. We still going to pump him. You know what I'm saying? That's the message they sent it to the young kids. Nothing against Chief Keef. And I wish somebody would snatch him by his collar and tell him, young man, this is no way to act, especially when you're getting money.
Well, what I want to do right now, Sham, I want to get into your other single real fast because I don't want to talk about my lines. It's flooded. Big Stars. Tell us about that.
Well, that's basically telling about what the music is nowadays. Everybody, they don't want to take and have a love for this music. They just want to come out and be a big star, drive fancy cars with all the gold on the neck. So people always say, well, what do you think of the rap music now? And there you go. I sum it up as everybody just want to be a big star and drive a big car. But if you step to Shan, you best to be up to par with your lyrics. I don't care if you think I'm a dinosaur or whatever, because I'm going to spank your ass.
You know what, Sham? Introduce your next single for me.
Yo, this one right here, this what it is. It's your man MC Sham. Y'all know how we do it right here. One time for your mind, two time for your soul. This is everybody want to be a big star and drive a big car right here. Y'all know, keep it locked.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Everybody wanna be a big star, drive a big car, take a step, best be up the bar, motherfucker, bring a ruckus, real recognized, real, can't feel suspect anymore. Oh, you see me as an angry motherfucker, cause the niggas got mad rhymes, hooked up, caught me at a bad time, still put it down the site for hip-hop code, about to pop it in to get it called, rip y'all mode. Shan, I used to rep then, and I'ma keep reppin' on, name gon' be written down amongst the upper echelon, get mine, get it, and get fly with it, nothing can spit game the way I speak. It ain't built for a dust up. You wanna spit a few rounds, and that's what's up. Kid, I'm witty and I'm sick as a fox. The whole world know my hood and my hood is six blocks. Word haters only made, so niggas wouldn't talk about them. I don't study men, so I couldn't give a fuck about them. I said, fuck y'all and up my game. QB is where I'm from, fucking what's my name? Everybody wanna be a big star, drive a big car, take a step, best be up the ball, motherfuckers. Bring the ruckus. Everybody wanna be a big star, drive a big car, take a step, best be up the bar, motherfucker, bring the ruckus, real recognized, real, can't feel suspect anymore, all son, I drop bombs and get real wicked, never touch the meal ticket, I'm descending a war chief, you like a ship at low tide, close to coral reef, I'm still leaving astounded, because I compose the best synonyms ever compounded, you're falling way below the kneecap, all I see is a fake bunch of ice cubes and why you drinking for staff? Every time the bottle pop, you pump the head grease for your piss ass. I miss the days of the real hood. Singing like canaries, cops catching with a pocket of feel good. Your man was your dogging all the way to the end. When girls were girls and men were men. Seen the game, they're going completely retarded. So we gon' act like the CD skipped and restarted. Everybody wanna be a big star, drive a big car. Stick a step, best be up the bar, motherfucker. Bring the ruckus. Best be up the bar, motherfucker. Bring the ruckus. Real recognized, real, can't feel suspect anymore. I'm trying not to see y'all.
right.
Am I still here? Am I still with y'all?
Yes, you are. We still together, Shan. We
all
still
right,
here,
look,
baby.
Everybody, that's the new word of the week, suspecty. Suspecty is the word of the week. So if you see somebody that looks very suspecty, tell them you are very suspecty. The word of the week.
I got you. We have another caller for you, Shan. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
we can.
Can hear you.
Okay. First of all, I want to say good evening. Hi, Rich Money, and hello, MD Shan.
How's everything?
All right. I'm laughing my butt off. Suspecty. I like it. I'm definitely using it. I'm a 70s baby, and I listened to your music growing up, and I was a big fan. You're welcome. I just want to pay my respects. I don't know where you were, if you were still doing music or whatever, and I happened to check the GQ Palace, and I saw MC Shan. I'm like, yeah, really? And so I called in, and I'm listening to the music, love it, listening to the interview, laughing my butt off, and loving the fact that you are just so real. I love you.
I love you right back. I'm glad I can be interesting to people. I try to be interesting at all times. Because I try to stay out of controversy. But if you're nobody, if your name is not locked into controversy some way or another,
I try and
stay away from that. But I try and be likable to people. I'm trying to sell MC Shan the brand, me. I'm trying to sell the people me. Because if you mess with me, you'll mess with my music, and you'll mess with other things that I do. So I'm just trying to put that MC Shan brand out there.
Well, MC Shan is branded in my head. I am still a big fan of yours.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Continue success.
Excuse me, I have to call for a second.
Yeah, no problem, Shan. So, Shan, let me ask you something. You got your new music going on now, you know.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel like if somebody was to come at you with the controversy of something, let's say a young artist that's out now, how would you feel about doing something with one of them? Let's say like Lil Wayne, Meek Mills, you know what I mean?
I wouldn't mind doing it, you know what I'm saying? Because some of them are fans of Shan, you know what I'm saying? And some of them are not. But I wouldn't mind doing some stuff with them. I mean, but it would have to be the right song. I can't get on certain songs when people are talking about certain things because I just can't find myself doing it. I can't dig in my heart to be fake in no shape, form, or fashion. I can't sit there and talk about something that I'm not about. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be on some real hip-hop. Just let me spit a few of these metaphors and let's do it that way. If it's about me talking about popping bottles in the club and being a pimp, I'm not on pop bottles, and y'all got the word pimp messed up nowadays. Pimps don't be tricking. Pimp get money. Pimp don't trick money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They got the game all screwed up. And so it's certain things, certain cats that I would rhyme with and certain cats that I wouldn't. I mean, and I'm not going to sell my soul for any amount of money. You couldn't even offer me money. If it's a no, it's a no. You can't even say, well, Shan, I love you to death. And please, I love you. I can't do that. I just can't do it because I can't find myself being fake for not any amount of money.
I definitely feel you. Now I want to ask you something. I ask a lot of artists this, and I want to ask you because you're the pioneer, you're a legend, everything. What do you see yourself, an MC or a rapper, and why?
Do I see my MC? I'm an MC. I'm a straight MC. You don't see it in my name, MC Shan. Rappers, they do other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Rappers, they just people that put together stuff that sound good or think it sound good. You know, they just say whatever. You know, anybody could do that. A MC is somebody that got metaphors and can do different things. You know what I'm saying? They have a lyrical skill. They can either do something that'll tell you a story. They can do something that's just some freestyle, just taking a bunch of words and making them sound good. And also, an MC will leave you with a message in the end of the day in their song, whether it's about them, a third party, or something. It's something to get out of it. Even if it's telling their story, an MC can tell their story and make you feel their pain.
I definitely feel you on that. Now, as far as your singles, Let's Bring Hip Hop Back and Big Star, who produced those tracks?
Well, one of the tracks was produced by my boy Pocket, DJ Pocket, and the other one, my friend Ali D from QB, from Queensbridge, he gave me that music for Everybody Want to Be a Big Star. So I use people that are around me that are trying to come up. I don't mess with those that are on and, you know, want to charge me $80,000 for a track. I ain't giving you that. You hot this week, homie. Next week you ain't going to be hot. And just because your name is on my track don't mean it's going to blow up. So I'm not giving you nothing.
Exactly. Now, I want to ask you something, but it's up to you whether or not you choose you want to answer the question. You understand?
Go ahead.
Now, I know there's a situation.
Ain't no shame in my game.
I definitely feel you. But I know with the situation with Marley Marr back in the days where I'm pretty sure you want to let out where it was a situation going into Cold Chillin' Records and everything.
Right.
And they was trying to downfort you and everything like that. And, you know, and what I don't know is how, like, the people that's on my line that's listening, but I have all ages. But I want to just fill you in on that. How did you feel about, you know, what they were saying about you?
Well, that right there, that was the record company trying to put things in between the artists. You know, when you got somebody that's writing a check for you, you're going to listen to what the person's saying the check is or what the check is saying, opposed to your friend that's your man telling you, yo, so-and-so-and-so. You know what I'm saying? So they put a lot of things in the game. It wasn't Marley, actually. It was Cold Chillin' and those with the power at B that will put bull crap in the game that would keep the artists not talking to each other, so one left hand don't know what the right hand is doing. So while he's robbing me, he's getting Kane and them to do so-and-so, and now he's going, you know what I'm saying? But don't talk to Shan. Shan is against you. But if you talk to Shan, you're going to find out that Shan's getting robbed and so-and-so, and now you're going to get looked at. So they played the divide and conquer game very well as far as the artist was concerned. But I feel more for me and Shante, because me and Shante were 100% behind the person that was in charge of all of that. He was our manager. He was our everything. And he took that position to take as our manager and as the record company to rob us for everything that he could steal that wasn't knocked down.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
He robbed us for everything he could steal that wasn't locked down. And now it's to when you get older and you start looking, I'm glad that it wasn't. It's not 20 years ago, because 20 years ago when I was wild, I might have ran up to somebody's office and did something stupid and been, you know what I'm saying? Because we used to do that back in the day. You mess around, you're going to get your office ran up in. You know what I'm saying? But now, at this point in my life, it's like it's a learning experience. And I take that learning experience and I pass it on. Just like I told that young brother earlier, yo, get a lawyer. I just passed that experience on so my story don't become their story 20 years later, you know? And I don't talk about that situation because I'm not trying to bring them their name up, and I'm not trying to give them any light on anything. I don't even want to talk about those freaking people. You know what I'm saying? I only answer it because you asked me, but I really don't involve them in my conversations, because if I involve them, people go start looking for who they are.
Exactly.
I don't want people to look for them who they are. I want them to stay dead and buried right where the hell they are.
That's why I said it's up to you. Now I want to ask you, what's the next step for MC Shan? You did the music. The music come back out. The music is fire. You know, so what's the next step? We definitely going to be rotating it. So what's the next step for MC Shan?
My next step is just doing the same things that I've always done. Just try and make some good music. Try to get it out to the people. See, my fans are still out there. See, what a lot of old school cats don't realize is that our fans have their hand out. Like, give me something. Give me something. And we sitting back trying to play on that old music. They heard that shit already. And how I figured this out was when I put out these last two songs that I did, all of them came out the woodwork. We support you, Shan. We support you. We support you. And that gave me the thing like, damn, they still out here. Only thing that they need is something to reach out for. They got their hand reached halfway out, so let me reach my hand halfway out, and we'll meet in the middle, and we'll all be happy. So that's what I figured out, and if a lot of old school cats would just think of it on that term and get their asses on the internet and stop thinking in old terms and get themselves up to date and stop being dinosaurs, they maybe also be able to fucking come into this music game that we start. Well, we didn't start the whole music game. It was a long time before us. But the hip-hop genre of this, you can still come back and still
continue to practice your craft and do what you want without having to ask, can I? Because I didn't ask nobody, can I put out a record? Can I make a video? I took my own camera, went and made my own video all by myself. So what if it don't look like it's on 1080 HD? I got a video. So what? Where's yours?
Exactly. You know what, Sam? I didn't even know we went into the archives. But it's definitely an honor, and I definitely got to thank you for joining us. I want you to give your information. My lines are still on fire. Let them know where they can hear the singles. If they got to buy the single, let them know that. Let them know all your info.
Look, the single where you buy it from is right on the, for those that want to support, it's right underneath the YouTube video. All you got to do is YouTube, Everybody Want to Be a Big Star. The video is there. The link to the song is there on iTunes. And see, this is what I'm saying to these artists. You don't have to be signed to a major label, or you don't have to attach Interscope, and you don't have to attach Universal to your digital distribution for you to sell records. You can sell songs on the internet without all of that extra, you know what I'm saying, and them taking 30% of your bread for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I know they're going to hate me for keep saying that, because they always, there's companies that wanted me to be an A&R for their digital distribution. And I'm reading through the contract, and I'm like, all y'all are doing is beating these artists. I can't do this. I cannot bring myself to sign anybody to this. I'm sorry. I like what y'all are trying to do, but I'm not with all that. I'm more for the artists all day long, and I can't see myself signing an artist to something that I know is wrong. I know it's wrong. I know it's wrong. And I can't do it. So all of you digital dudes out there, y'all can be mad at me all the fuck you want, because I'm going to tell it, nigga. And I'm not hiding like the music. You know that magician that tells all the tricks and wear the mask? I'm not hiding behind no mask. Just tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong and I'll shut up. Show me a contract that says something other than what I'm saying and I'll shut up.
Wow. Bottom line. Now, you want to give any shout-outs to anything, Shan? And you know, we do mixtapes on GQ Palace. I want to put your joint on the mixtape when you let me know if it's good or not.
Please
and
do.
We definitely going to put it on the mixtape.
Listen to me.
All right, no doubt.
And I know that you got it because you played the clean version. So, and I sent out the clean version. The only way you could get the clean version is I sent it.
So I know you got the other version, too.
So y'all do what y'all
got
to do with
it. So I could definitely play the original version.
Right, thank y'all for having me, but I'm getting ready to drive. I had to pull over like 3 times because I know I'm about to drive through the mountains in a dead spot. So I appreciate y'all for having me. And I got your contact info. Anything y'all want me to do, you want me to come back on, just holler at me. It don't even have to be about no music. We could just be talking about some crazy bullcrap.
No doubt. That's love, Sam. You got all the love from GQ Palace, family.
There you go. Appreciate y'all. I hope y'all tweeted this out. Please tell me y'all tweeted this. Because I wasn't around to tweet it out.
We tweeted it. We on over 15 different websites.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. So,
and we got 8 different episodes
a week. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. But like I said, any second now, my joint is going to cut off. And I don't want it to end on a dead note like that. So I'm going to have to hang up. But I'll say appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for having me. I love y'all to death, and support your independent artists, whether it be me or any other independent artist that's out here doing it. Go ahead and spend that 99 cents. Go get dig in the couch and find a dollar.
Exactly. I got your laugh, Shan. We definitely gonna be talking.
All right, that's what it do. Peace out. Thank y'all once again. All right.
Nah, thank you, Shan. All right, MC Shan, right, Dogs and Divas. All right. All right, y'all. That's it for tonight's show. I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank the callers. But most of all, I want to thank the man above. Because without him, none of this would be possible. Don't forget, GQ Palace got the big event going on July 14th with Nonstop Media, Coco Chanel in the building, Video City in the building, Hot 97 in the building, Rough Riders in the building. We doing it crazy. July 14th at Club Allure. Super Lover C will be in the building as well at Club Allure, 3302 Queens Boulevard. Also, don't forget about my man Swagger.
The Shades of Blue affair going down June 28th. Once again, congratulations to Angie and Rachel for winning the tickets at 511 Lexington Ave between 46th and 47th. The Latin Quarters is going to be bananas. I want to also fill y'all in on the episodes. Sunday, don't forget, GQ Palace has 8 episodes a week with 11 different hosts. On Sundays, we have Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9 with Lavina Polite. Opening in prayer, Minister Arthur L. Weathersby. Closing in prayer, Minister Cheryl Miller. They play gospel music, quote scriptures of the Bible. Feel free to call in and give your testimony. After Spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9, from 9 to 10, we have the Crossroad Temple with Mr. Faith Walker doing his thing, interviewing gospel artists, only gospel artists, hip-hop gospel artists and all. Interviewing them from 9 to 10. On Tuesdays, we have GPS, GQ Palace Sports with the mayor, bringing you the bigger picture, doing it how he say it, hard body karate. That's from 8 to 10 on Tuesdays with the mayor. On Wednesdays, we have Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad from 7 to 9, playing the old and new slow jams and R&B and discussing their grown and sexy topics. That's Wednesday, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, Rachel, T, and Angie. Right after them, we have 4-Out Comedy on Wednesdays from 9 to 10 with your host, comedian Rakim Chick Singleton, bringing you the funniest, laughing, hilarious jokes on the air live on GQ Palace. And on Thursdays from 8 to 10, we have Reality and Relationship with KL and Tiffany Belvin, bringing you the news of what's going on and discussing their relationship values. And feel like if you feel like you want to call and discuss your relationship with them as well, please do so, because they give you that truth to the matter feedback. And on Friday, you're right back here with Rich Money on GQ Palace. So once again, I want to tell y'all all have a safe and blessed weekend. Don't forget to check out my man JMO doing his thing big time. Definitely kudos to him for coming on. My man Mike Ice, my man Swagger Like Us, the family, my swag is crazy. Appreciate you and the one and only legend, MC Sham. I honor all y'all. This is Rich Money here on GQ Palace. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. Good night, y'all.
The palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Walk from reload and step into the palace. Better check your matters for fine divine savage. Not average, Sonny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sin if you're ugly. Hug me polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turning back the water, your order, order mine. Reality relationship, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. God omnipotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I enter if you're miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I press the rose from my garden to my heat there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, now if you're glisten. Love like loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dudes counting spoil.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the duck on that Turner style, untainted. I'm messenger of light, I'm sitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross right. Stepping to Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, birth to approve. This is the Diva Squad on the move. Rachel and DC, gotta take it easy. Start to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money, I rhyme, survive all your lines. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Why parable, GQ, non-comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Making major moves, GQ, it's colossal.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.